Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
We live in a world of fees. Airlines, hotels, food delivery, and especially car dealers all charge excessive last-minute fees. When you want something badly enough, it feels like your only choice is to pay up. But what if you had a choice to take a stand instead? At Carvana, we believe in treating you better. With zero hidden fees, you can drive off without feeling ripped off. That's what it means to live feelessly. With Carvana.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Welcome back to Collider Live, the best show on the YouTubes, also known as hashtag Let's Just Try It.
That's what we're trying.
Or Let's Try It Out. Which one's the...
I don't know. We're going to figure it out together. I'm Roxy Stryer, but I am not alone. Across from the most evil witchcraft wearing shirt in the biz, Darina.
Buenos dias.
What is that one?
¿Cómo están? It's a shirt by Verameat. And it is an awesome horror shirt. It has Frankenstein.
I don't want to address the name of the company because it just made me feel violently ill inside.
Yeah. Why?
Verameat.
Like, I don't know if that's how you say it. I think that's how
Dumbledore.
You say it. But they have real... Dumbledore. Good job, Josh.
Thank you.
Hermione is the other one, by
Speaking
the way.
Of Josh over there.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hermione.
Not doing great with this.
Thank you.
Josh Macuga, last show for quite a minute. Everybody, round of applause for Josh.
Hey.
I never know.
You can clap for yourself.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I would clap for myself if I were you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Do you feel weird about it?
I don't know what that means.
Thank you.
Do Just I feel somebody's weird about gotta it? Clap for ourselves. Somebody's gotta do it.
You know, last night I was getting a little nostalgic because I thought that the interview with Jane Seymour yesterday was the best interview this show has ever done. It was incredible. I loved being a part of it. I loved everything about that interview yesterday was perfect. And here's the crazy thing is I was gonna say to her on the show, hey, you really remind me of my mother-in-law, Janet Roberts. Do you know her? And then I post a picture on Instagram. If you look, my mother-in-law is like, I know her.
You said on the show that you thought they'd be friends.
Yeah.
You did say that.
Oh, I did say
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay.
You said that
They're
on
friends.
Air.
They're friends.
That is wild.
It's wild, right?
Wow. Also, Mark Riley in the house.
Hey,
thank you for coming and bringing us our rundown.
I'm so glad to be here. Sorry about that. Crazy day.
Yeah, so
far. Crazy week.
Sure.
Yeah. Crazy month. It's crazy life.
Check We're out screwed.
Jedi Killed Council again. After this show, because that's what I was doing. As
Hell
well,
so. Yeah. I'm Hell's a Fife, yeah. Ace, Ken Knapsack.
Boom, boom.
You could let Jedi Council.
Also, Cody Hall in the booth.
Hey, guys.
and you want to know what? I honestly don't remember. And Alex Marzonia?
Alex is going to be here in a little bit.
Okay. I was like, I feel like I didn't see him, but sometimes he's really quiet.
Yeah. Sometimes he just slips in without any knowledge.
I'm glad
he's the phantom.
He's the invisible man. He's sitting in the corner right now.
He's the phantom of the Collider office.
I'm glad to hear you're feeling nostalgic because, Josh, me too. You sent out the sweetest text message to us yesterday.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And
we
Josh,
had a good text exchange.
Yeah, we did. You do a great job of picking your moments to be funny and then to be real and poignant. And anytime you give a compliment because of that, I know it's true.
Yeah, I don't shed out a lot of compliments.
Yeah, you don't shed it a lot. So,
as my wife says, she says, I know when you don't like somebody because I can see it on your face. Mm-hmm.
Why'd you look at me when you say that, Josh?
Because you're not friends. We've established this.
You are not friendly at all.
But when I do give out compliments, I very, very much mean them. And yesterday I was very proud to be in this room because, you know, Jane Seymour, a legendary star. And I think that I don't know how many interviews she's done in her career. What, 10,000 probably, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she remembers that interview and she posted us right on her Instagram. I think she had an amazing time. And that's exactly what this show is about,
yes.
is creating an all-inclusive environment for anybody and everybody. everybody.
I agree with
and
that.
And I think yesterday was just a proof point of that. And
it was so surreal, man, for me. Like, it just because I mean, we all work in this industry, and we don't really get starstruck anymore.
Yeah.
But she was you could tell, and the same thing happened with Roland Emmerich on Tuesday. Like, they just wanted to talk to us, right?
Yeah.
It was just a really open, cool conversation, and that's what I want from all these interviews. I think I've been having a blast, and we're gonna miss you though.
We are. It's gonna be weird because we did a pre-tape for a Monday show, which you're gonna be on. So people are gonna say, "What? I thought you said this was his last show for a while." But it is going to be your last, chronologically speaking, taping-wise, last show for a while. And so
many caveats.
I will say, Josh, towards the end of the show, we do have a couple of surprises.
Oh, no.
So, no, not bad. Not scary.
Oh, good.
Don't worry.
Not scary surprises.
Well, for once, we're not trying to scare you.
Why didn't we get the girl from Us to show up?
Maybe.
How do you know we did?
Wow. I didn't know last time, so it would be fair that I didn't know this time.
I'm keeping the tradition alive, Rox. Yeah. Not telling you.
Well, that's, you know, par for the course.
Josh is going
to
be nervous.
Why would I do that to Josh?
Are you going to be nervous the entire 2 hours now?
Well, I just started hearing that.
It's a good song.
He literally checked out whatever anybody was saying when Cody started playing this music. Josh was like, I'm done. I just shut down.
Sorry. I had to take it. No.
Josh, you hit when I was there, and you crawled under the table, and you hit under me so hard. It was incredible. But we'll also be taking calls later, and you guys can call and say how much you love Josh and how much you miss Josh and talk all things Pittsburgh and Bad Boys and all that stuff.
Everybody that calls today, please make sure you're from Pittsburgh.
We are only taking Pittsburgh callers today. Sure. One caveat, if you were on the set of Bad Boys, you are allowed to call in.
Very true.
Yeah, because imagine if Will Smith called in and we didn't take his call.
Yeah. I know.
That would be really sad.
So yesterday I was talking to the showrunner of the show, and he's like, do you have any book updates? And I was like, well, I have to be in L.A. on December 13th for a WGN shoot. And I was like, and January 16th, if I could be in L.A. or somewhere near, just near a movie theater. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, Bad Boys for Life, you know, gets released. And he's like, yeah, man, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if we can move the show around the Bad Boys release. Like, he thought I was being serious, but I sort of was.
I thought you were being serious.
It's one of those things where you throw it out there to see how they respond.
Right.
If he had been like, oh, wow, if this is important, you will move it, you would have been serious about it.
Totally.
But because of his response, you were like, I was kidding,
totally kidding. Fuck, was I kidding?
Obviously, it's a joke.
Total joke.
But you're still going to try to go to
the premiere. Wherever I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
So because it's your last show, Josh, something that you love so much, superhero news. That's what we're going to start with.
Wait. Before we get into that, I have to tell you guys, because I got a lot of response on it on my Instagram, and I told some people on Instagram that I would talk about it.
Okay.
So yesterday, I went to get my car washed. This is not what it's about. And then there's a Popeyes by the car wash.
Oh.
So I walked to the Popeyes.
So the car wash part is irrelevant.
Totally irrelevant.
Okay.
I know where you're going. I want to know you have a clean car. To set the stage.
But this next part is actually very important to me.
This part is very important.
Yes. Okay, let me hear it.
So I went to Popeyes.
Yes.
And this was at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday. And I walked in and it was packed. Like, I mean, to the gills packed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I was number like
Popeyes gills.
Chickens don't have gills, but
it was packed to the feathers.
Correct. Well done. And they were plucking off people one by one as they ordered. See what I did there?
Okay. Oh, shit.
So, the most demure oh, shit of all time. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's all you get from me when you come up with a pun.
Cody,
but it was a good one.
It works.
Cody, please take that soundbite out.
Oh, shit.
My only request on my last day is take that soundbite out.
But when do we use it? It's so casual.
Yeah. I think
Cody will figure that out.
Whenever we make a sort of okay joke.
Yes.
Exactly.
So Popeyes, Josh.
So go to Popeyes. I wait in the line. It's a very aggressive situation in there. You can tell the people behind the counter are not happy.
People are throwing bows.
I mean, it's or Sorry. Clucking Rings. Wings,
throwing.
Poking
bows, blows.
Oh, got it. You get it. Yeah.
I don't know. I was flapping like a chicken.
Cody, that would have been a perfect time to play.
Oh, shit. No, funky is your chicken.
I'm trying to get on Josh's level for his last day. I'm trying to give some puns.
Oh,
you can keep telling your story, though.
You're a real sweet chick. So,
so good.
Cody.
And you're wearing yellow.
Yeah, it's true.
Great shirt.
Chicks are yellow. Yeah. Little cute little chicks.
I can make that. Bye.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, continue. So people are in line. They're going crazy.
I mean, it is a very aggressive scene in there. Everybody is sort of just like either if you're a customer, you are really upset that the line is so long, but you're also waiting with emotion as you're getting to this counter because you've waited so long for the chicken sandwich. The people behind the counter are exhausted. I don't know who owns that Chick-fil-A or who owns that Popeyes, but the woman who owned it, I think, was there and she was like, sauce. And I was like, yeah, all the sauces. It's fine. So
Wash.
So it was so crowded in there. I didn't want to sit amongst all those people breathing on me when I first enjoyed my chicken sandwich. So I leave the Popeyes and I walk back towards the car wash and there is a park. It's like a veterans park in Burbank. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down. If the veterans didn't fight for a Popeyes chicken sandwich, what did they fight for?
Right.
Right. They fought for freedom and chicken. Okay. I'm not going to tell that to Papa, but you know.
I don't know if Papa would disagree. He loves chicken.
See? Yeah. There you
go. Look, whenever I talk about how I moved to this country for freedom, it's usually for food.
For food.
Yeah,
yes.
We have excellent food in Mexico, but that you can find that here
in
LA.
You literally pick Papa's favorite food. He loves chicken.
See, there you go. I mean, if you don't like chicken, I mean, I get vegetarians and vegans, and they can take a step back. But chicken is awesome. Okay, and let me tell you about this chicken sandwich. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't want to use a bunch of sauces because I just wanted my first thing. And I don't like spicy because, you know, we both have the same affliction, like acid reflux and heartburn. It was 3 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon, whatever. So I get
you were at a car wash.
Yeah,
what
is at a car wash?
Yeah, we got all that.
Thanks. Nailed it.
So you're in your car.
So I walk to the park.
He's at the Veterans Park.
Veterans Park. I take the first bite of the chicken sandwich. And ladies and gentlemen, and what I'm about to tell you. This chicken sandwich is fantastic. It's so simple. It's just chicken, pickles, and a special sauce on a very soft bun. And the chicken was perfectly cooked. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have picked a – and here's the thing.
How is the chicken cooked? What?
Fried.
Oh.
It's a fried chicken.
Popeye's
sandwich.
Fried chicken.
I don't think Popeye's does anything but fried chicken.
Okay.
And it – guys, as soon as I was done with the sandwich, I wanted another one. Now, here's my thought is I need to do a taste test alongside the Chick-fil-A sandwich to see what I prefer. I need to, like, take a bunch of bites of the Popeyes, put it aside, cleanse my palate, then take a bunch of the bites of the Chick-fil-A, and then give you my honest opinion. Because I haven't had Chick-fil-A in so long that I forget if I like it more than the Popeyes.
Right.
But I will say this. It was worth the wait. I don't know if I would stab somebody for it because that's been happening all over the country.
I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
When you opened the packaging and the chicken sandwich was revealed to you, did the clouds open up in the sky
Angels sing.
Then there was a heavenly choir that came?
Let me tell you exactly what did happen.
Okay.
It was kind of breezy.
Right.
The winds stopped.
Wash.
People are walking
the
by.
The wind stopped. And as I was consuming the chicken sandwich, a calmness came over this park. And as I sat there enjoying the gloriousness of the Popeyes chicken sandwich, I thought to myself, this is what I've been waiting for. And then the winds picked back up and I went and got my car.
Oh, shit.
I gotta say, everybody talking about it as much as they are does make me want to try it.
It's really good.
I've been wanting to try it, but it's hard to get it. That's why I haven't been because I don't have time to do that.
A crew here went the other day and got sandwiches, and they came in, and Dorian had already – he bought two.
Yeah, smart.
And so he ate one, and then he said, you know what? I have this. I'm like, ah, man, I can't wait to try that. He went, do you want this? And I went,
that's
– yes. And then Wendy was also interested, so we split it.
Oh.
And my God.
Poor Dorian.
It's really – no. Dorian
had it. That's very nice of him.
I know, but he wanted the second one, obviously.
He said he didn't. And I'll just go by what he said.
Josh.
Are you sure you didn't take it from him?
No.
I would say
he offered it.
I would say that he gave it because he's a kind guy.
It's delicious. Yeah. It's delicious. Yes.
He's a kind man, but as he saw you taking each bite, he thought, this could have been my bites.
Yeah. He inside, he went, but then that was a dumb move.
Yeah. But then he was also happy for you. And now I guess Roxy and I have to try it.
I had a big smile on my face. It is delicious.
The bun
is soft and warm and delicious.
That sauce on it.
The sauce is amazing.
Like, that's the part that throws me off.
There's no cheese.
I don't like a special sauce.
There's no cheese.
It's not because of that. It's just like, tell me what the fuck it is. I want a sauce.
It's like a mayo sauce.
I like a sauce.
Ooh. I'm like, give me that.
I like a sauce to have a name, and I don't like that name to be special. Like, I want the sauce to be clear on what it is.
Cajun sauce.
Like Cajun sauce.
So
I like a good
Cajun sauce.
What is then? Mayo and what?
Cajun sauce is not mayo.
What is the sauce on the Popeye's?
It's probably like a Thousand Island jam.
Cody, yeah. Have you had the Popeye sandwich?
No, but I am a chicken sandwich connoisseur. Ooh. I'm a little skeptical here, Josh. How does it compare to the TGI Fridays chicken? That's
Cody,
not a joke.
Cody,
that's not a joke.
As a man who loves the TGI chicken sandwich, I used to get it every Friday after school in high school. I will say it measures up. Here's one thing I don't like about Popeyes is their french fries. I'm not a big Popeyes french fries guy. But their chicken sandwich does measure up, Cody. It's not the full restaurant experience that you're getting from a TGI Fridays. Sure. But the chicken and the way it's cooked and the taste of it, totally, totally up to snuff.
Right. Love that chicken for Popeyes.
Spicy mayo sauce is what they're calling it.
It's a spicy mayo
sauce. I'm out on that.
That sounds okay, here's the thing. You don't like mayo at all?
It's something about it freaks me out, man.
Is it the color, the consistency?
I can't think about it too long.
It's so good.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the sauce. I really didn't.
Do you think it would be good without the sauce?
You can make the sandwich.
You could say no. You could say
he's
no
not
sauce.
Wrong.
And let me tell you.
He's not wrong. The sandwich. Yes.
I would like a hot sauce or ketchup.
You could do that. You can say no sauce.
Ketchup on the fried chicken?
If I could side with Mark Riley. It's about the sauce!
Yes!
Cody, help me.
It makes the sandwich.
I'm with you, Roxy.
What?
Can you put buffalo on it?
Yeah, I love buffalo.
Yeah.
That's all me right there.
Totally.
But Cody, that's not what the connoisseurs of the sandwich want you. It's art. They're not putting out something like, and then like later George Lucas is coming in and putting a special edition sauce on there. He put out the original. It's delicious.
Yeah.
So you wish that there were never any other Star Wars movies?
I'm not talking about other Star Wars movies. I'm talking about the special edition.
Yes.
When he went back and, you know.
But what about the Christmas special, though?
Actually,
everybody loves a good Christmas special.
Actually, I'm not mad at that one. I'd be okay with the original trilogy and the holiday special.
Cody, let me ask you this. Peek behind the curtain for a quick second. Do you have a camera?
I do.
Oh, yay.
I have a nicer camera today.
Yay.
Nice.
Is it nicer than ours?
No. It changes focus all the time. The color's all out of whack, but I'm going to figure out it.
At least we can see Cody's beautiful face. What a father he is.
Cody, you haven't posted any – I haven't seen any pictures of your baby. Is he starting to look like you or your wife?
Initially, he looked exactly like me, and my wife was pissed. lately, he's been showing some resemblances to her.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've been told that genetically and, like, in the world, that back in caveman times, like how – I don't know how this works, but
– Where is this going?
No, that most babies, when they came out, look like the man, because if it didn't look like the man would kill the wife.
Are you being serious?
Yes, this is like it's a thing.
When
if this baby doesn't look like the man kills the wife because she cheated?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, like during caveman times and stuff.
You read that somewhere?
Yeah.
Here's my question about caveman times, and I swear we will get to Avengers news, but my question about caveman times is like, in my mind, oh no, it's coming out and I can't stop it.
Go.
In my mind, when I picture caveman times, there's like five people.
Yeah,
like,
no,
there's
me
not
too.
That, like there's not that many people.
Like
it's a nomadic
and all just five people on Earth.
Yeah, I know.
Which is crazy.
Are
to
there?
Think.
Is it's there like, anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, they're known as the Croods.
Are you gonna say they were dinosaurs or something?
They like all know each other, and so it's like, you know. Really, like, there's not that much. The kid comes out, and it looks like one of the five of
that's
you guys,
true.
And you all probably boned. Like,
I mean,
that's,
it's
that's
a solid point.
Also, they did have to be in groups, right, in order to survive. So they were probably hanging out all the time, like you said.
For sure, men banged men, women banged men, women banged women. They were figuring out what holes
those were
what.
The times.
They didn't even know that a baby would come out if you did it a certain way. You got to figure it out. So I would be confused, like, if somebody came out, how are you even thinking? Oh, 9 months ago, I put my sperm into that chick, so that should look like me.
Well, I don't think
they're cavemen.
I don't think they knew what sperm was, but
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I don't think they knew
think
that
they
that's
just,
how you made a baby.
Yeah.
So
the woman just got pregnant and everyone's like, what the
what,
fuck happened?
What'd she do? Yeah. What'd this witch do?
Cody just
that's
Google
when,
searched
that's
how many
when they started
were
burning
there.
Witches. You're right, Roxy. Wait,
Cody just cavemen. How many cavemen were there?
Answer five.
I really
it was
Cody, please chime in if you find an
James
answer.
And
why do you think that the Roxy is it because of movies? Because I do you guys remember the Ringo Starr movie?
No.
Caveman?
Yeah, Caveman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my first experience
the big,
caveman.
Big pile of brontosaurus
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
It's because when you think about it, like how many could there really be? Because
five.
We got to make them. Like you got to create the caveman.
Yeah, five of them.
It's not like you're breeding them like dogs.
If you'd like me to teach you how population works, I can.
Because first there's like, you know, we got the Big Bang. And then we've got evolution. So to evolve into cavemen, like, it's a slow process.
Here we go.
There you go.
Africa, there was between 10,000 and 100,000. That's more than five.
I mean, it's not that many more.
Cody, that's way more.
That's actually a lot more.
If you had $5 in your bank account or $10,000, what would you prefer or think is bigger?
Well, as somebody who has five, I can tell you, my friend, there's one of those numbers I would much rather.
Yeah.
But you know what had more than five? This is an excellent segue.
Let's hear it.
The Oscar nomination for Avengers. There was many, many more than five. Actually, closer
to
10,000.
Did the Oscar nominations come out this morning?
No. So this is actually not nominations. This is the push.
Correct.
This is the people that Avengers Endgame have decided to push for the Oscars.
Finally.
Specifically supporting actor?
And it's supporting actor and supporting actress. They didn't seem to want to push anybody for lead. I know there was a lot of talk
about
possibly having Robert Downey Jr. be pushed in that category. I even remember we talked a while ago about Robert Downey Jr. saying that he did not want to be put in that category or have an Oscars push at all. But Riley, what's going on? Who are they putting up?
Okay, so they decided to put, as you said, all supporting actor across the board and supporting actress. So what they are putting in for your consideration, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Jeremy Renner, Josh Brolin, Paul Rudd, and Don Cheadle. Best supporting actors.
Wait, sorry, just to stop you real quick.
Yeah.
Did they announce the Jeremy Renner one on the app, or is that good?
Not on the app.
Ding. Also, but interesting, I didn't think that's where you were going to go with your Jeremy Renner joke.
Same. I thought you were going to go the other way.
I was going to bring it up because there were rumors around. I haven't really dug into these rumors, but there was rumors that, okay, Disney, because of what happened with Jeremy Renner, that they were going to pull the Hawkeye series or recast. I would say that that's not going to happen anymore because he is now on this list.
I think that they're still probably investigating.
I'm sure they are.
But
I'm sure they are and probably need to.
And
you know?
Who's on the supporting actress list?
Supporting actress Scarlett Johansson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Zoe Saldana, Karen Gillan, and Brie Larson.
Brie John Cena
Captain
Larson.
Marvel.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys think any of this is actually going to happen?
Do you mean are any of them actually going to get nominated?
I think go, Rox.
It's a really interesting question, Dee, because maybe. I would have said absolutely no before I saw the movie, but I think that there is a shot that Robert Downey Jr. gets a nomination in this category. I think he probably is the only one with a shot.
Agreed. Him or Hemsworth, I think.
Hemsworth is so great.
Hemsworth
movies,
is awesome, but I think that it's definitely a comedic role.
And they don't tend to recognize those comedic roles as much. And especially the arc that Robert Downey Jr. went, it's more like a Lifetime Achievement nomination, especially for this role in general.
Yeah.
That I think
maybe
that
Chris Evans is like an afterthought.
I would say you're right on with that.
I mean, I think they're all great. I mean, we were just talking about the Batman casting news yesterday. Whoever casted these people is also a great casting director. They've all been phenomenal at their roles, but it's the Oscars usually don't take superhero movies seriously, right? We saw it with Heath Ledger, but it was because it was a different type of movie. So I'm curious if this might be like Return of the King, where I feel like Return of the King won because they were kind of gifting an Oscar to the entire Lord of the Rings
trilogy.
So like Roxy says, maybe in this case they'll do that with Robert Downey Jr.
Well, I definitely think when we're just talking about comic book noms this year, Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker have a better shot
than
any of the Avengers at getting nominated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we will probably see a comic book movie nomination this year.
Agreed.
I just think that that will be Joaquin. But do you guys think that strategically speaking, it's smarter to place Robert Downey Jr. and the rest of the supporting actors and actresses in that supporting category as opposed to the leading category?
Yeah, because I don't see any of these people getting nominated for Best Actor or Best Actress.
Right.
It's just not, especially when you have the type of performance that Joaquin did, right? It's much different. It's like Heath Ledger. That's a generation acting achievement. I mean, I think what he did was incredible.
I mean, if anything, that like you said, I think that if Downey Jr. gets this, it's a lifetime achievement kind of a thing.
Do you think there's any shot that he wins?
No.
I kind of don't think either.
Nope.
Breaking down the female supporting roles, do you think none of them are getting nominated?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to stick – the Oscars usually stick to what they do, and they're going to give the, Oscar nominations to these movies when it comes to the effects and technical achievement awards. But not I don't see it in acting. Maybe – like I said, maybe RDJ will get nominated, but I don't think he'll win.
That's his, that's the win for him if he gets the nomination.
That's the victory.
Exactly. That's the victory.
Yeah. If it was one of the women who were getting nominated, what do you think? Zoe Saldana?
I would say Scarlett Johansson has the best arc in the film and the most that I was affected to, and then Karen Gillan.
She throws herself off the cliff, right?
Karen Gillan was really great,
Who are you talking about?
You don't know that. Yeah, spoilers.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now, the
can
one
you imagine
person out there.
If she gets nominated for this and not for Jojo Rabbit?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would be a bummer. Cause that's,
she was so great in Jojo Rabbit,
God.
Man. That
really
whole movie
excellent.
Is perfect. That whole movie should be nominated for everything.
Everything.
Same with Joker, by the way. At least the score.
Who would get the supporting actor or actress in Joker?
Zazie Beetz
is in it for like 8 minutes.
I don't think any of them. I'm just saying, if you said who's going to get supporting actress in Joker, if they were going to nom.
I don't think Joker is going to get nominated for any acting. Maybe.
Nobody has more than 10 minutes screen time.
Know, really.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I don't
that's
think
a rage
anyone. Joker, I could see Joker being nominated for like cinematography, score like
for
other,
sure.
Exactly. Other types of awards.
Adapted screenplay.
I agree with that. But going back to Avengers for a second, do you think it would have been smarter for them to not nominate their entire not put forward their entire cast? What if they had just said, for your consideration, Robert Downey Jr. in Best Supporting?
Yeah.
Do you think they did that because they didn't want to piss anybody off out of solidarity? Or do you think that this was a strategy on their part?
But I mean,
it's a good question.
But I've seen, even because I'm a score nerd, as you guys know, even when people send their best score list, like it's really large. It's like I don't even know. It's like a 20 or 30
pages.
Picks that they do. So I mean, I'm not surprised.
But this is from one movie.
I know, but it's a big movie, right? It is literally is even bigger than Return of the King because it's the end of how many movies? 20?
Yeah.
30?
But if you're trying to have the best chance of having somebody actually get nominated, would it be smarter to just put all your
I don't think
eggs
that
in
matters.
One Robert basket?
Like, see, I don't think that
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I like the idea that they're doing the solidarity thing, and it's like they want to recognize, and it's almost like recognizing everybody. Like Gwyneth Paltrow, she's been in all the Iron Mans, and she's popped in this. You know, it's kind of like what Robert Downey Jr. They've all been in these Marvel movies at some point, crossing over, doing these performances. It's almost like nominating Endgame for Best Picture is to award it like a Return of the King would award it to like the Marvel Cinematic Universe in theory. So maybe that's what they're doing with this. I don't know what the answer is, but I think they might have had a better shot if it was just Robert Downey Jr. to actually get the nomination, because they would put their full weight behind it, and then maybe you could have the supporting characters go, we want to recognize him, the guy that started it all in 2008.
Yeah, because I have to say I love the actors on this list. Obviously, we all do. But to put Paul Rudd for his performance in Endgame up against Robert Downey Jr., I mean, I don't think that that's a
– It's the same
thing. Well, and also
for
all these actors are very talented people, but they should be nominated for other roles, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't have much to do.
This movie?
Specifically this movie, yeah.
Name the names again, Riley.
It is Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, John Cena, Jeremy Renner, Josh Brolin, Paul Rudd, Don Cheadle, Scarlett Johansson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Zoe Saldana, Karen Gillan, and Brie Larson.
14 total people.
Yeah. Karen Gillan is actually
the
one.
Like the caveman.
Karen Gillan, the robot woman.
I think she would, out of all of the actresses, put in the best work and was the most interesting character, and that's for me. And on the other side of that, Brie Larson had 5 minutes in that movie.
Yeah.
But
and I don't
she
think
did
she
become a bomb, flaming person.
She did. So
well, actually, that's
a technical
really
name,
go,
actually.
It would really go to the fact that she took out Thanos' ship.
Yes, correct.
Right. Okay.
I just don't think that they think they have a shot.
Yeah.
They're just throwing – it's not throwing spaghetti at the wall, see what sticks. It's throwing everything you have in your cabinet and being like, I don't know.
It's
maybe. That's like, yeah, that's
it's
what
a
they
Long
said.
Island iced
they
tea.
Sent it. They sent the email with this list, and they're like, maybe? Question mark. Well, kind of, because it just showed they were like, we don't want to. We're the parents. Yeah. We don't want to play favorites of these kids, so we're not going to.
And we all know that Josh was their favorite kid.
Josh Brolin
Macuga.
Oh, for the Avengers. Got it.
And on that brilliant note, we're actually going to cut to commercial because we are going to come back, guys. We got a ton more news to get through. Right. We're going to take some calls. Yep. If you guys want to call in, talk to Josh, tell him how much you love him. Again, we're only taking calls from Pittsburgh.
Only Pittsburgh, guys.
Very official on that. And then we got surprises for you towards the end.
Or if you're Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we'll accept your calls. Yeah. We'll be back shortly.
Hey guys, it's Perry here to let you know that Movie Talk is moving. We've had a great time in this 3 p.m. Pacific slot, but guess what? We want you to start your day with Collider Movie Talk, so we're moving. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a longer show with some brand new segments.
So
tune
in
starting Monday, September 16th, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you there.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Sports Time. Well, you know, if you've been watching us every week, you know we break down the latest and the greatest in the world of sports, talk about the big issues, the big games, all of it with a rotating band of guests like Matt Nose and Josh McCouga. We've had Taylor Bisciotti on. We've had so many great guests. Now, if you want to see more of Sports Time or you want to try it out for the first time, remember to subscribe to Collider Sports YouTube channel for all the sports goodness.
Hey guys, it's Riley here. Let me tell you about the Riley Roundtable. You know it, right? It drops every Thursday on Collider Conversations, and I have guests from all across the space.
Usually every other Thursday. John Rocha, Gray Drake,
Alexander Desplat came on at one point. We talk everything from movies, we talk about life, and everything in between. What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? It's the Riley Roundtable every Thursday on Collider Conversations. You get it there.
Hi, I'm Coy Jandro, host of Collider Heroes, and I'm here to tell you we've got 20-minute episodes coming at you on Collider Video, on the YouTube, as you've always loved it. Plus, now we've got hour-long podcasts dropping every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast because it's going to get even more sweaty on the podcast. Plus, every week we're going to try to get some very special guest interviews, all of the people that help shape these movies and TV shows you love. So, video, podcast, interviews all coming at you. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks so much, guys. Stay sweaty.
What's up, Collider fans? Ryan Satin here from ProWrestlingSheet.com, where you can find the top stories throughout the week in the world of professional wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan,
this ad's also out of date. I think the recap shows are on hiatus for now. So we got to update this one too.
In particular, on Wednesdays, we've got a SmackDown recap show
hosted by John Rocha and myself,
where we pick apart and talk about every little thing that happened on the Blue Brand. So do yourself a favor and go subscribe at youtube.com/C/WrestlingSheet.
Hey guys, Riley here, and let me tell you about Rule of Two. You looking for a Star Wars fix? Well, Rule of Two is that show. It drops on Collider Video's main YouTube channel, as well as on Podcast One's Jedi Council feed. So go over there, subscribe, share it with your friends. It's hosted by myself and Mark Fernandez. We talk everything in the Star Wars universe.
So this ad is still up to date. This one's good to go. We can keep this one. This is great.
All in. You know what to do. Subscribe, join us there, and rise.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Mailbag. A new episode drops every Saturday and Sunday in your face and in your ears, answering the questions from you fans about the world of entertainment, film, and television. Me and great guests from our sphere do the best to answer your questions from Twitter, from Instagram, and of course, email as well, every Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, I'm Amy Dallin, one of the hosts of Collider Heroes, and starting right now, you can catch our show Tuesday nights with a new Collider Heroes and a longer Collider Heroes podcast, where Coy and I are going to talk your ears off. You already know that's coming. So make sure to go to YouTube, subscribe, and find us on the Collider Heroes podcast feed for all of that sweaty goodness.
The Witching Hour is all over Collider right now. You can listen to that horror-filled podcast with myself, with Haley Fouch. We talk about witchiness. We talk about slashers. We talk about space horror.
This ad is also out of date. We're crushing it right now, guys.
All on that show on the Collider Factory feed. And on top of that, you can find an article all about Witching Hour every single Tuesday on Collider.com. Check it out. Get scared. Hopefully you survive the Witching Hour.
Welcome back to Collider Live, where we have all of our things together all the time.
Everything.
Everything.
What?
Again, go check out after this the Amazing Jedi show, because Ken Knapsack was just in here.
Jedi Council.
Getting ready for his first new revamped Jedi Council.
I'm a fighter. Very excited for them. All the people.
Good stuff.
All the people.
All really our favorite good. People.
Yeah.
Really great people. Can you know, I botched this morning.
What'd you botch?
So, you know, my parents are coming into town like in the next 2 hours.
And, oh, yeah. You told us that.
Yeah. And then I'm leaving on Friday, and my wife has to entertain them for 3 days. I feel ooh. Like I feel bad. I feel I, like there's nothing I can do about leaving. But like,
married life,
yeah,
married life.
My wife and my mom and dad get along very, very well. They love each other. It's amazing.
Are they staying at your place?
Yeah. So I was cleaning this morning, you know, like doing the last second bathroom cleans and everything. I just threw bleach everywhere and was scrubbing it, and my eyes are watering. It feels like I opened my eyes underwater at the pool for like 4 straight hours. It's pretty funny.
I'm sorry.
Well, why would you put bleach in your eyes?
Now
that
I didn't put it in my eyes. I'm just cleaning with the bleach.
There's a little reds in the corners. I can see it now. Yeah, yeah. This is very off topic, but I do want to just say.
Chester's coming
no, out. I like how you shave your beard. Like, I like the line at your neck.
What's that like, Josh?
Poor Cody. Sorry,
Cody.
Buddy.
Cody, you're young. You're going to get a beard in like 10 years.
Cody, you're the only dad on the show anymore.
Yeah.
That makes you
Cody, you may not be
more sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have like an emotional beard.
Cody, I was going to say that, but doesn't that mean that he's gay and he's hiding his lover or something?
Oh, it's me. Maybe, right? Is that
right.
So
because, no, he'd have to hang out with a girl. Girl, I thought, and then that was the beer.
Oh, so your wife is yes, emotional. Exactly.
That's what it is. Right. Yes,
Cody. Yeah. Well, you know, what would be amazing is if your son and you know, like, turns 16, 17, just gets a very heavy
wouldn't
beard.
That be so funny, Josh.
You know, here's the thing, Cody. You all want something that you can't have, and I would love to have a just no shave face like yours, no body hair. The amount of like hair on my actual body is just annoying as all hell. But the nice thing is Manscaped, who has been awesome enough to sponsor shows on here and stuff, gave us one of those old school single blade razors. And for once in my life, I'm able to use it to sharpen the beard.
It's super sharp.
Yeah, it looks good.
I don't know what I'm talking about really, but I've been paying more attention, as if you guys have noticed, Ben Bateman is growing out his facial hair like crazy, and he's having quite a hard time with it.
So,
you know, it's a little unruly.
It's a look.
And so I've been noticing like how impressive it is to have a clean line.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to do that.
No, I mean,
not there.
We usually, like, I guess, do you wax or shave?
Yeah, yeah. I wax.
Okay, yeah, same.
I can't shave jack shit. Do you guys know this is not going to mean as much to you, but just picture it. I pluck my armpits.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That sounds painful.
I pluck every hair on my armpits I have for the last 10 years.
Why does it take?
I do it every day, and I pluck all my armpit hairs
so
every
you
day.
Just
Jesus
do this
Christ.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Every day, because I had from shaving, I had such bad ingrowns.
Oh,
but
no.
In order to wax, you have to wait till it's a quarter inch long, and I didn't want a quarter inch long armpit hair. So I don't know. I just figured it out. I've never met another plucker.
I'll tell you what. In the last 2 days, I've learned so much about Roxy's dryer. Plucking her armpits, and she could survive in the wilderness. Whereas if I went in the wilderness, I'd be like, hello?
Well, I'm
dead.
I'd be lost.
Bears.
So yes. I wouldn't
see
you.
That's true.
I'd be somewhere else.
Have you ever done that laser hair removal treatment?
No.
I did it on my armpits and my legs, and it was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
It worked?
Yeah.
Amanda,
I mean, it's still
armpits.
There, but I shave less often because I am like a werewolf.
I'm
hairy everywhere. I have to.
You know what's so weird?
I'm Jewish, so for sure.
Yeah.
We're the hairiest motherfuckers alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but for sure.
Well, apparently you have to pluck every
what
day.
What I was getting at.
So that's something you might be true. That might be true.
Jewish people are very hairy. Italians, very hairy. Like Persians, Greeks, all known for hairy. We are like a warm region people. Like the Mediterranean is where our people are from. Mexican people, you're hairy apparently.
Super hairy.
Super
look
hairy.
At this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's everywhere. This
hair.
Is everywhere.
My dad has it probably his only good non-dad joke is like, my dad's very Catholic, and he said, the first thing I'm doing when I go to heaven, I think my dad's going to assume he's going to heaven. He's like the nicest guy around. He's going to say to God, you have a question. He's like, yeah, why'd you take all the hair off my head and put it all over my back?
Yep.
And that's a very good question because it's very, very true.
Like
a
good dad joke, too.
God was worried about a lot of things, and that was the one he should focus on, really.
Yeah, totally.
Dear God, it's me, Harry Backman.
Harry Backman.
Why is this not on my head?
But why are the hairy people all from warm weather climates and the non-hairy people from, like, the cold weather climate?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Dude, why do we bleed once a month? I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm so
sick
annoyed.
Of that too.
I need menopause to happen now. I'm pissed.
Josh, you
menopause
mentioned your dad, and I will say that he might be a very nice person, but we definitely have a dad in the news who is not necessarily as fatherly as a person. It's a weird story to open up on, but Mark... I know you know what I'm getting at. Want to tell everybody a little bit about our friend T.I.?
Oh, and, no.
And what T.I. is up to these days?
That is the correct response, Josh, to this story.
This is a weird one for this show, but hey, the people have asked for it, and we will deliver.
I only read the headline, and I don't know if I want to know the details, but please, Mark.
I'm just waiting for Josh McCuga to take in, to soak in the headline.
This is a real thing.
That is, rapper T.I. says he visits the gynecologist every year with his daughter to check her hymen.
He needs to make sure his daughter's hymen is still intact because he wants to make sure she's still a virgin. Side note, your hymen being intact does not actually... if it's not intact, it doesn't mean that you lost your virginity. Many women lose have their hymen break doing other things, riding a bike, a horse, gymnastics, whatever.
Thank you.
And this is not this article is not from The Onion.
No, this is a real thing. He was in an interview.
No. This we got this from BuzzFeed News. I think the Washington Post is the article
Post.
You sent me.
Yeah, this blew up like crazy because there was a lot of parents and. Cody, you are the only parent here, so I'll definitely be coming to you, even though you don't need to check anyone's hymen. But there was a lot of parents out there who came to T.I.'s defense and said, oh, my God, same. I'm always going to the gynecologist with my daughter to make sure her hymen's still there.
No.
And there was more parents that were like, that's, like, not a great way to parent.
What?
And also, if you don't want your kids to be having sex before they're 18 – by the way, his daughter is 18. Then you should talk with them, check in, see what's going on.
And I think at 18 now, she doesn't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But that is so messed up and creepy.
On many levels.
And she's 18. It's creepy at any age.
I don't feel good.
No, it's disgusting.
Like,
Farewell, Josh McCuga. Here's an article for you.
This is your send-off show, Josh.
Like, okay, so we've been having this conversation with my wife and me and friends and all about social media. And we have a friend whose daughter posted a couple very risque pictures on her Instagram, and she's in eighth grade. And
what's risque?
Like straight up naked or provocative?
Like very provocative pictures. And I don't know if parents are having the conversation with them. We were talking like, what is the conversation? My best friend just had a baby. She's 3 months old, 4 months old, and they're, you know, like.
Is she putting up risky photos? Yeah, he's like, the 3 month
old? I'm getting the bigger diaper. She's too much skin. And so it's like, where do you go? How is this? Because we were talking about like slut shaming before the show started, and we were talking about that Sugar Ray song and whatever. And you don't want to make them feel uncomfortable, like having sexuality is wrong.
No.
Right? Dude, that's the last thing you want.
No.
And my wife grew up in a very, very open family, and I grew up in a very conservative family where that was really never talked about. But that was also, you know, in conservative Pittsburgh, in, you know, a place where, like, you know, you learned the sex education, but it was like a joke, and you mostly learned everything sexual from, like, the girls that live next door or your friends on the bus or your friends in school. Like, that's where you learned everything sexually.
Or what you watch
sexually.
On TV.
Correct.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Anything that's media, entertainment.
But nowadays, you know, with social media and how everything is advancing so quickly, especially in a city like Los Angeles where kids just grow up faster. Like, you grew up in a city. You grew up faster.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I just think it's crazy because, similar to Josh, I grew up in, like, Mexican Catholic society.
Yeah.
Like, super... super anti-sex. Like, we were told constantly in Catholic school that our skirts were too long and the nuns would make us make
too short.
Too long.
Oh, sorry, too short.
The nuns are like, Darina,
these
your
were
skirt
cool
is too
nuns.
Long.
They were really cool
Rip
nuns,
that
you guys.
Shit up.
But we so constantly were like, close your legs, be a lady. And it is so dumb. It is the dumbest thing. I'm not saying people should be walking around with their, you know, genitals out, but do you guys remember the first time you like found out you could masturbate? That was not when you were 18.
No.
It's when you were much younger than that.
Totally.
Kids touch themselves. Kids play themselves. Like, sexuality should not be a shameful thing.
No.
We all should be comfortable speaking about it in an educated informed way,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with sex. Like, I don't understand why people what's wrong with people.
I get why a parent wouldn't want their kids to have sex until they were ready.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
I think it's about talking to your kids
communication.
And seeing when they're ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you want to make sure they're safe. You want to make sure that they have the resources they need so that they don't get STDs or unwanted
correct.
Pregnancies or any of those things. And that they're also picking the right person, especially if you're losing your virginity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if T.I. was concerned about his daughter losing her virginity, that's probably very normal. I think all parents are concerned about that.
Totally.
But to make sure that the only – that she cannot lose it and you're going to make sure she doesn't – because you're going to go with her to the gyno and check her hymen. What a strange relationship that is.
And I think it's disgusting.
And this is coming from a dude, well, let's be honest, has probably banged his way around the country. And is probably,
I thought it was just Pittsburgh.
And if this was a son, probably would not be going to check his
correct.
We, no.
Peel? Well, how would you check if a guy?
You ask very pointed questions. That's how you check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think it is also sexist, right?
Yeah,
that's
totally
the thing.
Sexist.
It's like you're controlling women's ownership of their own sexuality.
Extremely, extremely oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's oppressive mm-hmm. what you're doing. You are like giving your daughter a mental incapability.
And shaming her for natural things that we all feel. That we
how to check a guy's
version.
But also to your point, the idea that your father does not trust you no matter what.
Right.
Like before this visit saying, Dad, no, it's cool. You're my dad. You said you didn't want this. I'm cool.
As long as I'm living under your roof, you've told me I can't, so I didn't.
No, you know what? We're going to go to the gynecologist and make sure you're not lying.
Man,
that I think is also
something. This is
something
that's so weird to me because – and Europeans must think we're crazy here because Mexico and the U.S. are the same, that I feel like this is such a prude country.
Yes.
Prudish country because it's amazing to me that – it's just boobs. Like, it's just nudity. Like, you walk around Europe, you see billboards with naked
what's
women.
Just boobs?
I just mean, like, our bodies. Oh. Like there should be no shame. We all have bodies. Like, we all – the only reason we put clothes on is because we don't really need to unless we're cold.
Cody,
right?
Have you thought at all about – yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. But I'm curious from
the father.
In the studio. Have you thought at all about when you're going to have the birds and the bees talk, how you're going to have that? What
yes.
that looks like.
You remember when we talked about chicken sandwiches? That was fun. Let's go back to that.
Is it because you don't want to think about it, Cody?
Yeah.
I bet it's hard, Cody, to think about it right now.
Yeah.
Because
so,
right now,
so
I think.
So small, so tiny.
Yeah. Aren't you just worried about did, you know, he shit his pants?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the main concern right
there
now.
There it is.
And also just making
spiders.
Sure he's still breathing, right?
Yeah.
Because of babies, you're like, holy shit.
That too.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified.
Yes.
I
will be terrified.
I've never been a parent, but I will just say that.
That
my,
you know of.
No, I would know.
That's more of a guy thing.
I
thanks.
I think I'd know.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite looks that Roxy has ever given. She's like, no, I think I'd know.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I'd probably
know. It's like that show where
I do get lost sometimes for a very long amount of time, but usually if something comes out of my vagina, I'm aware of it.
Yeah. How did I get pregnant? Weird.
I did have a condom stuck in there for a very long time once, but it's a different story for a different time. But I know that my...
So Josh Macuga is
my parents spoke to me at a very young age about sex.
Yeah.
And
you also grew up in a very
hippy dippy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
say hippy dippy, but a very like left leaning liberal household
yes.
that grew up very sexually awakened.
Well, they wanted us to know what it was. Mm-hmm. But I remember both me and my younger sister, we had the same problem because we went to school and we taught the other kids. And that's not cool. It was – I liked that my parents trusted me when I was young with this information.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't go share that with other kids
right.
whose parents have not yet told them about that.
Right.
So I think you kind of have to know your kid and know when to talk to them.
Well, there's a balance. But I just feel like there's nothing wrong with talking about it.
No, of course.
Right? That's what it comes down to is that people don't even want to talk about it. People are teaching – some schools are still teaching abstinence,
yeah.
right? And which is crazy because kids are going to have sex no matter
what.
So you should teach them sex education.
Yeah.
That's that's how you everybody that's like fighting abortion. That's how you decrease abortion. Teach sex education.
Remember in Catholic school, I didn't go to Catholic school per se, but I went to CCD, which was basically the same thing. It was just like outside, but it was like religion. So it was in the Catholic church. So every Wednesday you'd have to go to CCD. It was 2 hours long, and it was like learning about religion. And that was like so you get your first Holy Communion, your confirmation, all that stuff. And remember,
you are so not Jewish.
No, and the nuns came in and were just like, so do you guys want to know what's a sin within like sex? And we're like, well, you're telling us. I mean, this is the class. Everything is a sin in the Catholic Church, which is so bonkers. So that's what gives you the mental like thwarting, right? That like everything I do is a sin. Like if I jerk off, it's a sin. If I have sex, it's a sin.
God's watching you God's while you're jerking off. He's a creepy bastard.
You could go blind.
And then the fact that a nun who's supposedly a virgin is telling me this also in the Catholic Church, for if you want to get married in the Catholic Church, a priest who isn't married gives you religion classes on marriage.
Yeah. It makes no sense. And that's why Josh and I grew up so guilty about everything all the time.
I was not guilty at all. I did all the things I wanted to do. You said before, Adriana, people don't really want to talk about this, and I agree people don't want to have the sex talk. But you know what they do want to talk about? All the freaky people out there that you are obsessed with, all the evil people. They want to talk about Scream.
Yeah! Ghostface is back.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Mark, what is going on here?
So we have an exclusive coming from Bloody Disgusting, and who are very, very good at their horror scoops.
Yes.
So Spyglass Media Group has landed the rights to Scream, and we don't know what it is yet, but we're going to get a new Scream movie. Ghostface is back. We don't know if it's a continuation of the Wes Craven mythology
of the four Scream films.
Or if it's going to be a reboot, a remake, if it could lift some areas from the MTV show, which I think they should avoid completely.
You didn't like it?
No. Okay. No, but I heard it got better. I tried to watch a few episodes of the first season. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it.
Dee, what are you hoping that this
is? Look, it's interesting. I remember when I saw Scream 4, I was not a big fan the first time I saw it, and it's grown on me so much. And now I really like all four movies. They're all so different, but I really enjoy them. I would not mind a fifth one at all. Like, I love this franchise. I'm just curious. It's like, we don't really have a team yet, right? So is Kevin Williamson coming back and helping out writing, right?
It says that he is not, and that somebody else is writing it. So Kevin Williamson, who is the architect of all this, doesn't appear to be back, but there's very little information on this right now.
So we don't even have a writer name.
No, we don't have even a writer name. We just know that it's in development and it's a new movie.
Dream team it for me, though. So as the two huge horror fans in the room, what do you want this to look like? Who do you want to be attached to it? Do you want it to be a continuation? Do you want it to be a complete reboot?
Real quick. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yesterday on Rumor Mill, 2 p.m. live every single Wednesday, Collider Video, Twitter, new host Cody Hall.
Plug.
Haley Fouts, her rumor on Rumor Mill was that Blumhouse was going to be rebooting Scream. So close, but obviously not Blumhouse, but maybe Blumhouse steps on.
Which I'm surprised because they do everything now, right?
Yeah.
But
going
to go back to Roxy's question.
Sorry to interrupt.
I don't think this would happen, but imagine if Jordan Peele was involved. He would do such a good job with this.
In what capacity?
I mean, as producer, director, right? He's probably interested in directing other stuff, but at least producer, right? Because I think his vision of rebooting stuff, like, I don't know if you guys watched Twilight Zone at all, but there was a couple of episodes there that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I think he just knows horror well, right? And he's a comedian as well, and I feel like comedians really get this type of franchise.
Mm. Mark, what about you?
I think that I think it's a bad idea to go for a continuation of the Craven universe. I think we've had four of them. I think that you and I are very similar in our take on this. Cody, I want to hear it from you too, because you like Scream, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I'm wondering, good Scream rocks. I'm wondering if they might go a new Nightmare route and make it meta.
Ooh.
Where somebody in our world looks at the Scream movies and starts to create the Ghostface persona.
I love that.
So it is meta.
I dig that.
I think that would be actually a way to do this that would freshen it up a bit, because we are coming off, if it is in the same universe, Wes Craven, we are in a fifth movie situation here. A remake would cause everybody to maybe lose their mind. You don't want to remake it. Please don't touch my Scream.
Also, wouldn't you like to see some of the actors come back?
I think the
right?
actors then
Courtney,
could be
Neve
brought.
Campbell.
I think the actors, if Neve Campbell all of a sudden gets a call, she's on a junket promoting Skyscraper,
right.
and she gets a call in the Four Seasons Hotel waiting for the next interview, and it's Ghostface, and she goes, ha, 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 who is this? You got yourself a movie.
Man, maybe you should write it.
I fucking should. Right? Are you kidding me? You freaking agent's telling me that, no, is it based on any IP? Give me your fucking screen.
Yeah, the Freddy New Nightmare thing is great.
I would love to.
I agree with
that. Do it. Yes. Do it on spec.
What's the hashtag?
I'm fine with that.
Hashtag Mark for screenwriter.
Screaming Mark?
Right. Screaming
Mark. Riley for Scream?
Riley for Scream. Scream. Riley for Scream.
Scream for Riley.
Also,
Scream for Riley.
Scream for Riley.
Scream for Riley.
Okay,
hashtag,
guys, let's
that
start that
out.
So he can write if the new
guys,
Scream.
If you need to add one actor to the Scream franchise for this movie, you get to pick one actor to add.
John Cena!
Well, obviously the first pick is John Cena,
clearly. Always.
But after John Cena, because he's busy working on family-friendly movies for his kids, who are you adding? Actor or actress?
Lupita Nyong'o. Because she was incredible in Us. Whatever you think of that movie, she was so messed up and scary. I
love
her.
You know what she looks awesome in is that zombie comedy that I didn't see?
Little Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Was
I liked that movie. Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah.
Okay, that's your one. Who's your one?
Now, apart from the Scream franchise?
Yes,
so, okay,
apart.
So just a I don't know. Come back
I want
around.
One of the girls
I'm really serious about this. I love this idea. So I got to
when I think
I
of Scream, I don't
perfect.
Think of men. I think of women. Because I think of like Neve Campbell.
But you scream better than the men.
That's true.
Than the women, I
that's
mean.
That's true. I would go with like one of the girls from Riverdale, like Lily Reinhart or the girl that
she's
plays
amazing.
Well, the other one.
Do you think that there's anything that this movie could do that could make you see it, Josh?
No.
Have you seen all
and
the Scream movies?
I'd make sure of that if I remember.
Lily Reinhart would be excellent.
I saw like 30 minutes of the first one and then I just turned it off.
It's because it was scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you come up with them, Mark?
I don't know why, but Tessa Thompson's in my head.
Yeah, she's great, too.
Tessa Thompson's in my head often.
Yeah. Now, so
mine, too. I wanted her when we were picking the Avengers on who we would kiss.
Now, I want to know from Roxy and Josh, because they're not, you know, they have a life outside of us horror nerds. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about this? Have you seen all four movies? So, would you want to see a new Scream movie?
Four of them?
Yeah, I guess I have, because I don't think I've ever missed a Scream movie.
I liked them.
Remember when you guys said that this was happening? I go, I'm kind of confused. Didn't we already know there was another Scream movie coming?
Right.
And you guys were like, no. So to me, this has been announced for a while.
Right.
I don't know why.
Maybe because of the series on MTV.
Maybe because of that. But we also have just reboot culture. Like everything's coming back. Mm-hmm. Everything. And after Halloween, everybody was talking about all the different franchises. So I guess I just got confused. But that's how little I know about what's going on in the Scream universe.
Right.
I'll definitely see this regardless because, cool, I like horror movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a super horror nerd. I'll go see any horror movie anytime because I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't get scared very easily. And I think that they're usually pretty interestingly shot with fun time. Like, that's why I like them.
For sure.
I mean, I understand why Scream was so popular. Like, I get it. I one time went on a date
to see it. Explain it to us. Why?
Oh, it became this, like, phenomenon, right? Because of the trailer. The trailer, like, blew your mind.
Well, it became a phenomenon because Wes Craven was just – he – like him creating Freddy Krueger, mm-hmm. right? Which is – that's in itself such an amazing idea to have your villain be somebody that is haunting you in your dreams because you have to fall asleep sometimes.
Right.
But with Scream, what he did is incredible because he basically figured out how
tropes.
To parody – himself, how to parody slasher flicks, and he did it in such an enjoyable way. Like, I was the perfect age to see that movie in the theater when I was a teenager. Like, I loved it so much. That opening scene is one of the coolest scenes in any horror movie.
It really is, and that's why I love the meta idea, because it was already pretty meta. It was already referencing horror movies and saying, we know the tropes, we can avoid it if we follow these rules. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, don't say you know, I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. You know, don't go alone anywhere. All these different things. So it's a fun thing
as
to play
Josh
with.
As Josh says, stay out of the woods.
Yeah, don't go near the woods.
Don't go down
the basement.
I'll tell you everywhere that's scary. And it's you need to just be careful everywhere.
Under the table, the curtains, the bed.
Don't
Popeyes when there's no people.
Yes, correct.
I check my washer and dryer every single day before I go to sleep just to make sure nothing's in there. That creeps me out.
Yeah,
why
I'm,
do you
I'm
think there's
you.
Gonna be, what's going to be inside your washer and dryer?
That's the spot that they have have not tapped yet. Totally. And I'm telling you.
What if you found like
they're gonna be in there?
Yep.
What if you found like a ghost face mask inside
yeah,
there?
No,
would
I'll,
you freak
I'll
the fuck
freak,
out?
That your house freak on fire.
Yeah. What if we pranked you and did not?
I'm looking for the next horror spot, and I'm telling you, it's in my washing machine.
I'm with you.
I'm pretty positive because it is Josh's last day. Riley, we have one more bit of news or time for one more bit of news before we take some calls. Maybe something Josh will like. Pick something that on here.
We can do a bunch more news. I don't really care. But I,
well, we're going to take calls, so we have to make time for the calls. And just thinking,
we've
if you're
going
to. We're going to take calls in 5 minutes.
Are you
and then we're cutting a break and we got a surprise for you.
Oh, shit.
Do you want your surprise or not, Joshua?
Do you want us to be nice to you on your last day here?
Joshua Makuka.
You know I don't like people like doing stuff for me. I just like to be friends with all
of you.
We're
going to do stuff for you the entire time from now on.
Well, okay.
It's happening.
I went to see I Know What You Did Last Summer on a date, and we never went on a date again. That's my only because I always pick that I Know What You Did Last Summer and Scream are like the same movies, I always thought.
No.
They're not the same.
No, but
thank you, Cody.
No,
I
got to
jump in there, Josh. Completely different. Yes. Scream is so much better.
Cody, are you excited about a new Scream movie?
I'm torn. I think it's tricky to do it without Wes Craven.
Yeah.
And same without Kevin Williamson.
Yeah.
But that being said, horror movies have changed so much in the last 9-10 years. So it's kind of time for
years?
A new one.
Eight,
so.
And I just – to cap it off, I hope they don't follow the trend that's happening now and it's like it picks up again however many years.
That's what I thought they were going to make fun of. I don't know.
That's, and they, you know yeah. what? Cody, that's right. They could actually do that, that it's –
maybe
you know,
it could be a parody on reboots in general.
I think
that's,
they,
that
I think
would
they
be so
would,
fun.
It's so self-referential,
like Scary Movie
so I think
kind?
They
yeah.
could.
But not that's more like dumb funny,
yeah.
right? Which I appreciate.
Take my strong hand.
Yeah. Dude, Anna Faris, when she would run away, oh, it's the best.
Do you you guys want to hear a real quick funny story?
Sure.
So, you know, my friends were a bunch of my friends were on Vampire Diaries, and Kevin Williamson is one of the creators of Vampire
yep.
Diaries.
Yeah.
And so,
still, you have not introduced me.
Yeah.
To any
so I went
them.
To Kevin Williamson's house, and again, I didn't know he created Scream.
They're too pretty to meet.
And
I don't want to meet them.
What, the Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, all the those people are
They're
too
very
pretty.
I
yeah.
do.
And so we went to Kevin Williamson's house, and I didn't know he created Scream. And so we're down in his basement. I was like, why is there so much Scream stuff?
I'm surprised.
And my buddy turns to me. He's like, he wrote Scream. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like,
freaked out. You went to the basement. It's all the Scream
it's
stuff.
It's all the Scream stuff. I was like, I don't like it.
Did you walk down and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why are we here? Is
yeah, what the fuck is all the Scream stuff doing here? Sorry.
That's funny. Yeah. All right, Riley, did you think of one that maybe Makuga wouldn't hate so much?
I mean, come on. A Mighty Ducks Disney Plus series.
Quack.
Think of that too.
Quack.
That's
Quack.
What I'm thinking. Wouldn't a Makuga – not only would you enjoy this, but couldn't you see Makuga as like the coach of the
yes.
Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
100%. But I have a theory and
okay.
correct – and let me know if this theory is accurate. Of all of the announcements that have been made for Disney Plus with Loki and with Hawkeye and with High School Musical – every announcement they've made, I have a feeling this is the one that you're most excited for.
I am. Personally.
All the other ones, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about the other ones. This is great.
If Emilio Estevez comes back and he's like, now he's got kids and he, you know, he brings them and he's now coaching his kids in the Ducks.
Yeah. What if Pacey comes back?
Okay.
Here's the log line.
The affair is over.
Talk to
bring
us about
back Pacey. Charlie
yeah.
Conway.
I know.
What is it actually about, right?
Okay, so it's a pre-production breakdown of the half-hour series reveals it's going to shoot in Vancouver from February 10th, 2020 until June 1st, 2020. And the log line is – no. Thank you. After getting kicked off the junior division Mighty Ducks team, a 13-year-old boy and his mom decide to start their own team, finding players, a coach, and a place to play. Interesting. He gets kicked
is
off
that,
the Mighty Ducks.
Hey, wait, Cody, real quick. Is that just the real quick beginning of Owen Wilson's WoW?
Nope. It does sound like it.
Well, I think you – I mean, I don't know. I think this sounds like a decent idea, but I don't understand why you wouldn't bring him back Emilio Estevez or Joshua
or
Jackson.
Joshua Jackson. Yeah.
Because well, Joshua Jackson, the affair is over. I understand. Like, how would he not reprise his role as Charlie Conway? He's like a failed NHLer. He comes back to his hometown. His long-lost
what
love
if it's
is gone.
Him as the coach?
They
He's
said
the
we
coach.
Have to find a coach.
I know.
Maybe that's
who- he has to be the coach. Exactly.
Sorry.
Right. I've been punched one or two too many times by Josh. Yeah.
For those listening at home, I grabbed Roxy's arm and slapped her hand as I
high five.
And she was very frightened.
Josh gets very excited over things sometimes. Yeah. I was scared my arm was going to end up across the room. Yeah.
No, I get it, man. When I saw us sitting next to him, I was also very scared that I was going to lose
quack,
my
quack,
arm.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth.
How do you feel about this piece of news?
I'm
excited?
So happy,
you like that log line?
Here's the thing. Mighty Ducks, I loved it as a kid.
Was that your introduction to American sports? It was Mighty Ducks.
That was my introduction to hockey for sure. Cool. And now I'm a huge hockey fan. I love hockey. Yeah.
Rewind. You're a huge hockey fan?
Well, hockey and soccer. Soccer
I knew
first.
Soccer, but has anybody ever heard of talk about hockey?
No, because you guys never talk about hockey.
Have you ever played soccer?
No, what's that?
So you get drunk on sake, and then you have ice skates, a soccer ball, and hockey sticks, and your goalie's in like a hockey goalie, so you're whacking a soccer ball.
That sounds so dumb. We should do it.
Yeah. There's also broom ball if you've never played broom
ball. Wait, can I do that but not on skates? Because I can't.
Me either, though. That's why we should do it.
It's also a lot of fun on just shoes because you're falling all over the place.
But we should do it on skates and just wear bubble wrap.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it.
Should we do it?
Yeah,
no broken hips needed.
Let's tape that.
Okay, let's do it. That's going to be our first unique content we bring you guys.
Wow,
us on skates and bubble wrap.
Do you guys like that? Let us know. Cody, what are you thinking about this? Is this totally up your alley also, or could you not care less?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally down. I watched those back in the day. Don't remember what they were about, but I remember liking them when I was a kid.
Cody, let me pitch you an idea. So the first one, very good movie. Second one makes absolutely no sense, but it's still very good, right? Kenan Thompson hits the knuckle puck, whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
So the pitch of the second one is that the U.S. is now going to play in an international competition, and the best hockey players that we have are the Mighty Ducks. That's it? And then they bring in three, like, specialty players.
Right.
To like sub in where they are, they got like the Bash Brothers. It just like you have this small town Minnesota team that stunk the year before, and now they're the best team that the U.S. can field.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm down for that.
Still watched it. Still enjoyed it. And apparently, our biggest rivalry is Iceland.
Yeah.
The evil people from Iceland.
You know why?
And they're also nice.
Ice.
So weird.
Ice. Yep. Baby.
It's a land of ice.
True.
No, I'm excited, and I hope this means that eventually we get a Hocus Pocus sequel.
We are.
With the cast. So, but are they coming back?
They haven't been announced for the leads. They could be coming back in a smaller capacity, but I hear that they're coming back.
But Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy.
That's what I've heard.
It's true. Okay. You're right. It's happening. So Disney Plus, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus
and
it's,
they're going to the original actors and then going to cast around.
Yeah.
So. Cody, let's put up that number and you can let us know when we have a caller by quacking at us.
Quack.
Why the hell not?
Quack.
Yeah, quack, quack, baby. Quack, quack.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth.
We've had a lot of
birds
today. We've had chicks. We've had the ducks. What else could we do today?
Bird puns?
Bird
Should
puns?
We do a bird
Pelicans?
Pun? Mine? What?
Mine.
Finding Nemo.
You don't know this?
Oh, I don't like that movie.
How come?
It's not good.
You didn't want, did you not want them to find Nemo? What happened?
Yeah, I liked Finding Dory better. I didn't love either of them. No, it's not that it's not good. I didn't like it. I didn't feel anything.
Shocking. Really?
You were just kind of bored?
Yeah, really bored.
Do you not like the ocean?
Well, I'm never bored. No, I love the ocean. I'm never bored because the only bored people are boring people, but it was slow. And I didn't care if they found Nemo or not.
Oh, wow.
So the stakes were really low for me.
That is a
Can you change your Twitter bio to say I don't care if they find Nemo or not?
Yeah.
Nemo had
That's
a
actually
lucky
a pretty
fit.
Good one.
Yeah. I didn't not want them to. I just didn't have a preference.
See, we both did this. We both he had a lucky fit.
Of course.
I don't know. Clearly, I'm not ready to be a mom. We've talked about that many times.
Because you would not find Nemo. You would just let your son be lost.
Ah, fuck them. They'll find their way
Actually,
back.
You couldn't. Even if you wanted to find him, you get lost.
Maybe it's because I could relate. Like, I get lost all the time.
Right.
You got to figure it out, man. Like,
yeah,
so you have no sympathy for Nemo getting lost because you get lost
I'm
all
like,
the time.
This happens.
It's because nobody found you.
I'm still
That's
lost.
Why you hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. I really didn't like it.
It's That's confronting why. Some you know issues you, that you need to make, deal with, Rox.
You know when you see movies and afterwards you are kind of pissed?
Right.
I was like not in a good mood after that.
I'm finding out so much.
What the hell?
Holy shit.
Even Cody's like...
You know what?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can enjoy
really
that
like
Finding
it.
Nemo sequel starring James Dean. I'm sure you will love it.
I was
going
to say, now awesome. we need the trilogy.
Finding Dino?
Finding Roxy.
You know, I actually got some love about my James Dean love. I got more hate, but I did get some love. And you know what I got more love about? My spliff comment.
Oh, that's yeah. right.
Nobody
I did see
likes
that.
When you get past a spliff and you don't know. Cody, no quacks? Oh, no. There we go. Dear Quacker, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dear Quacker.
My name is Nathan. I'm from Logansport, Indiana.
Hello, Nathan.
Nathan. What's up, Nathan? What are you calling about today?
I just had two questions. One of them is a rumor that Robert Englund, who the famous Freddy Krueger,
yes.
he said he has one more film in him. To do one more.
Yeah. Is that...
And I was wondering what you guys think about it. They didn't put out anything yet about if it's in the new timeline from, like, the 2010 film or anything about that. I just want you guys' opinion.
Great. Well, happy to answer that. What's your second question so that we can... Because we're having some phone things. I want to make sure we address both of them in case we lose you.
Actually, the second one is for Darina.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a band called Ice Nine Kills?
What is it?
Ice Nine Kills.
I don't think so. What kind of music are they?
It's like horror scenes. Thank
you so much for calling in. Just never heard of them, but we will talk about Robert Englund for sure.
Well, now I need to check them out because their horror soundtrack.
I have thoughts on this.
Yeah. Eyes Wide Kills?
Eyes Wide Kill.
Eyes Wide Kills?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to look them up.
Tweet at us and tell us the exact
thing. Let's talk about Robert Englund instead. Go ahead. Riley, what are your thoughts?
Listen, so he mentioned the remake. That remake came and went. And
you're talking about the Jackie Earl Haley.
The Jackie Earl Haley. I thought there was one good idea in the whole thing, those little power naps that they can be in the store and there's Freddy Krueger, whatever. But overall, it didn't do very well. If Robert Englund is saying he wants to come back and he's got one more in him, I can see Hollywood doing this. We pick up however many years later and a new person, just like Halloween, right? And a new person and Robert Englund is there and we have a new one. But I think they are trying to figure out how to do a Nightmare on Elm Street remake or a new franchise. Maybe this is it. Maybe it is bringing – you're giving me the side eye there. So
no.
Do you – like would –
I'm
would
just
Robert
looking at
Englund,
you from the side.
That's very true. I don't know if – what they would do with it. It's tough.
What if we had Freddy versus Jason versus Ghostface?
I would love that.
Versus Darina.
Yes.
Versus us.
And then I win.
To be honest with you, I would want more than anything a Freddy versus Jason 2.
That would be so fun.
I would love to see that.
What do you guys think?
I have to say I have zero opinion on this one.
I know.
Who is Robert Englund?
He's Freddy. Freddy Krueger, Josh.
Oh, okay. I'm such a casual horror person that I don't even want to say what I would like because I'll like what you give me. Like, if you guys pitch something, I'm like, that sounds cool.
Are your favorite or most fun horror movies?
Well, I like thrillers best, like psychological thrillers or more suspense. Like, I love The Sixth Sense. I love The Birds. That would be my favorite. Like
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I like that
Seven.
A lot. Seven.
Yeah,
those are great. Very cool.
Okay, rocks. We can hang.
But I liked, I thought Hereditary was cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like horror movies.
Yeah.
There's none of them that top my list. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my, I'm a diehard horror and this is the top of it.
Yeah. You don't wear dorky shorts like mine right now.
No, but I think that's rad. Right. Like, I'll watch.
But you like these people in my shirt.
For sure. And I'll watch any horror you'll put in front of me.
Wrong term.
I think that horror
you don't like critters?
So cool.
Nightmare on Elm Street is one of my favorite. It's in my top five horror movies all time. I think it's one of the scariest movies ever made. Because if you referenced it, what Wes Craven did, you cannot escape when you go to sleep. It's such a brilliant
genius
idea.
Premise.
And it was shot
my
in a way.
Only refuge.
Over the years, Freddy became more of a stand-up comedy. That's the big thing they talk about. Although Dream Warriors Part 3 is one of the best sequels.
So good.
I love Dream Warriors. Very close second to the original. So
I would recommend you watching Dream Warriors,
what
Roxy.
Is that?
The third one. I feel like you would really dig that one.
It's the third Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yes.
It's just called Dream Warriors?
No, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, The Dream Warriors.
I think you would really like it.
Cool. I'd love to watch it.
Yeah, let's
it's
all
so
watch
much
it.
Fun. But if Robert Englund wants to do this, I think the best foot forward would to come back and try to recreate the tone of the original. Make Freddy very, very scary. Mm-hmm. Just lean into the great concept that's already there. He haunts you in your dreams. Maybe you can connect it again to the Elm Street kids. Mm-hmm. Maybe you ignore all that, all the sequels, and you just go pick up after Dream Warriors.
Or you bring Patricia Arquette back. And that
bring Patricia
cool.
Arquette
I,
back.
I would not mind seeing Robert Englund bring – I would not just mine. I would love him to wear the mask again.
Yes, you in the back.
What's the one with Monica Keena?
Not sure.
Monica Keena.
Who's that? That?
I don't know. Clark Wolf made me watch one of these for Guilty Movie Pleasures back in the day.
Okay. She made you.
Which one was it? Do you remember?
Can you help us out at all?
It was like a bunch of people dying. It was more of a slasher film than
Monica
anything.
Keena.
Oh.
But in the Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah. And or maybe it's Jason. I don't know. Or it's Freddy versus Jason or Jason versus Freddy. Or
maybe it was Freddy versus Jason.
Did you like it?
No.
You know what I liked that I watched this year? Sleepaway Camp. That was cool.
That was
I thought that was dope. I even like last year the movie that everybody hated, Truth or Dare. I thought that was fun.
And do you like what's it called, Happy Death Day movies?
Yeah,
those are great.
Totally cool.
Happy Death Day is cool.
Really love why
Josh
not?
Is Freddy versus Jason.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. Who's Monica Quinoa?
So Monica Keena is Mary.
I'm clear.
By the way,
in LA.
That is her vegan porn name. It's fantastic, Monica Quinoa.
That's a good one.
Lick my quinoa.
Oh.
Good. Thank you,
congratulations
sir.
On all your success.
Well done, Rossi.
I love you. Thank you very much for that joke.
Monica Keena has dated or married and been for a long time to Edward Furlong.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Cody, quack for me when we have somebody else.
Yep, there it is.
Quack, quack, quack.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you quacking from?
Who's your favorite duck?
Hello?
I just wanted to say goodbye to Josh on his last day. I like Pittsburgh so much. Reminded me of home. I moved here. And I hope Josh has a nice new job, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, thanks, man. Who the hell
Who
is this?
This,
this is Josh McMurray.
Were you trying to do Ghostface?
Yeah, man.
I felt really bad because I was like, he's obviously a smoker. Yeah. You know, it's a hard time talking.
He's got no, one of those lung things. Like
I thought, yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Wait, no, good try, Gar.
Man, I was so scared.
Gar.
I'm going to give him a little send-off. You know,
I'm glad you did.
I know you can't talk about your new job, but I hope to see you soon and be a fan of it, hopefully.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Really do. And you got us all, man. Well done. Well done.
Appreciate that, Gar. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, guys.
The caller's coming from outside the booth.
I like that he said, I'll be a fan of it, hopefully.
Yeah. He was honest. Good for him.
Well, it's a funny story. It's kind of like, okay, so my brother, he has a neighbor, and his neighbor came over the one time, and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I host things and whatever. I have a YouTube channel. He's like, oh, cool. The next day I saw him, and we're walking by, and he's like, I watched some of your YouTube channel. It's all right.
Should that be the new hashtag of this
that's
show?
That's Garth being like, I hope I'm a fan. It's like,
my
Josh,
most
you could have been
thing.
Better. You could have been better. Oh, like, oh, cool. Yeah,
I
thanks,
can't
man.
Stand. Cody Quack for us. When, okay. Dear Quacker, you're on the line.
Oh, nice.
Where are you quacking from?
Oh, shit. We lost
him. Cheese and quackers.
Stand by.
Oh, let's all make quack puns.
Thanks.
Are you on Quack?
A quack of the killer tomatoes?
Dear Quacker, you're on Collider Live. Where are you quacking from?
Hey, you got Aiden from Boston.
Hey.
Yeah, he's from Boston. What part of Boston?
I actually told him not too long ago. I'm a guy from North Attleboro.
Oh,
North
cool. Nice. Aiden, thanks for calling back in. What do you want to talk about today?
Mostly he just wanted to say, you know, I've been busy this week, so I've been trying to catch as much of the show as I can, but I love what you and Darina are doing. You guys are the best.
Thank you so much, Aiden. Hell yeah.
I agree.
Go Pats.
That's very sweet, Aiden. You got a question for us?
Yeah, go Pats. And Josh, I'm glad the Steelers are starting to pull together.
Wow. Shots fired. All right. Well said. Well said, Aiden.
Okay. Yeah.
Only in New England would anyone ever bitch about an 8-1 season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad true. About it.
Of course you
were so close and yet so far. Aiden, any question for us?
Let's see.
Let's see.
I don't know.
We've got time.
I'm trying to think right now, actually.
Aiden, thank you so much for calling in. So happy to have you. Go Pats, go Boston. If you think of something, call back in for us. Yeah.
I cannot boo. Boston. Sorry. It's a reflex.
Booing at me or Aiden?
No, both. The Pats. Oh. Yeah.
Boston strong.
I would
baby.
Never boo you.
Cody quacked for me.
I was saying boo earns.
Yo, more quack puns in honor of Josh. Yo, oh, well, we'll see if they've got one.
Quack, quack.
Dear Quacker, you are on Collider Live. Where are you quacking from?
Hello, this is Calvin from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Calvin,
hey,
what?
Calvin.
Calvin.
Yes, what up, Josh? What up, Cougar?
What up, man? How are you, buddy?
Here you go, man.
I know. I'll be back. I'll be back, yeah. I promise.
Calvin
I know
has
you'll be back. Yeah. And, as always, I can always watch you, listen to you on Ken. And Josh afternoons.
So oh, I'm yeah. Good. Thanks, Calvin. Appreciate yeah. it, man.
Best podcast.
Roxy.
Yes, sir.
Rena, my dream has came true with Regina Live.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
There.
And, yeah, I'm glad I got to see you on Halloween, Dorina, with the Joker outfit on in full motion. I've seen your Twitter steals, and I just wanted to see it, but it was great.
Thank you.
And, yeah, you're awesome. And Roxy, you should have went with Black Canary. Then you would not have had the thing with your what mm-hmm. is it? Your
my dad's girlfriend. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you should have went Black Canary. But anyway, you guys are doing great. And I did have a question. I've never really heard y'all talk about it. I heard Roxy mention it one time. That is the Fanatic. That John Travolta movie.
I mentioned it.
Oh, wait.
What's your question?
Fanatic.
Yeah, isn't that the Fred Durst movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Cody. Yeah. That is.
Calvin, what specifically about The Fanatic did you want us to talk about? Just the fact that it exists?
I just want to know what you thought of it, because I heard you briefly mention it when it came out, but nobody really talked about it. I didn't know. I thought you'd seen it.
Calvin, thank you so much for calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Calvin, you're the man.
We'll talk about that. Also, smooth and sexy,
sexy
voice on Calvin.
Sexy voice. Yeah. Yeah. When he said Roxy and Dorina, I was like, thank you. Yeah. Maybe we should have him like do something for the
VO
show.
Or something. Yeah. I didn't watch this ever. I did see clips and trailers.
Check it out.
That looks funny. Is it a comedy? Because that looks funny.
Cody, you've seen it.
No.
No.
Fred Durst, yeah. I directed it.
I mean,
did he really?
Fred Durst, yes.
Okay, now we have to watch this.
Yeah.
Where does it live?
Can we see like part of the trailer?
Yeah.
Thriller mystery.
Are we allowed to
2019.
Play a little bit of the trailer. Play like.
It came out in August.
What is it, like 10 seconds?
No, yeah, that's an ad.
Well, that's commercial. That's for Jump Jump Rabbit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
God, my movie's you. Better.
His voice is everything. I want to.
He's got like a weird
R.
Yeah,
it's scandalous.
Okay, I'm very curious now.
Oh, it's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. Quiver.
Quiver Distribution. Oh. Hell yeah.
Here we go. Is that Fred Durst? No, that's Devin Sawa.
Oh, shit.
You are a fan.
Casper's in it.
You're a fan without you or nothing? Mr. Dunbar. It's an interesting haircut.
Yeah, he's got like a... Okay.
It's kind of like...
Oh, is it about a creepy fan?
Don't let him do this to me.
I'm a fan.
What is it when Ben Stiller is
soothing?
No. No. He's like in a play. It might be Tom Cruise.
Oh, I think in Tropic Thunder when he's.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like. Yeah. What is he?
It's a simple.
Simple Jack. Simple Jack. Oh, he looks like Simple Jack.
He does look like Simple Jack.
That is legitimately what that looked like.
Was that? I wonder if that was a Fred Durst. Fred, if I could, do you mind if I could ask you a few questions about the movie? All right.
Keep rolling with the quest.
Okay, good, good.
So did you happen to do the score, or did you do the music for the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had Break Stuff on there. We had My Way, all the Limp Bizkit catalog.
Cool, okay, cool. And then was the hair for John Travolta, was that your creative choice, or was that his?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Okay. And how was the casting process with Devin Sawa? Did you feel like he was the big enough star to play the big enough star?
Yeah, he's the only one who returned my call.
Okay. And I understand the critics weren't too kind to the movie. Why do you think that was?
They just don't understand art.
That's true. And special thanks for coming on my last show here for a little while,
no
Fred
problem,
Durst.
Josh.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what party tricks he can do with that. Like, we got to utilize that.
Cody, can you please just start talking to your kid like that from now on?
Listen up, son. I'm going to do things my way. My way or the highway.
Oh, that's the song.
That's the song.
And then
my way or the highway. This time
exactly.
I'm a
little girl. And Cody, when you talk to your son about sex, you can just play him Nookie.
Do it all for the Nookie. Come on, Grant. Do it for the Nookie.
No.
I don't. Stick it up your game.
No.
I can hear, so I know that he's here. Alex Marzonia laughing so hard back there. That is excellent. I'm glad that you guys aren't creeped out as much as I am by that.
Let me just say this, okay?
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive.
We all listened to Limp Bizkit. And at the time when Limp Bizkit came out, we were all kind of like, it's not bad.
But it is.
But it's terrible. Now we look back on it, we're like, how did we let Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit get one over on us?
Yeah. But we all were singing the stupid songs.
Like, I can remember being at the after homecoming dance drinking in my friend Laura's basement, and everybody's going crazy for like, because you gotta have food. And I was like, what is this? And they're like, Limp Bizkit. I was like, I don't know about this. And then Nookie came and I was like, all right.
There's nothing sexier than a woman singing Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
It's just so hot.
I agree.
Cody, quack at us when there's somebody else. We have time for one more caller before we cut to commercial and scare the crap out of Josh with last people.
Quack, quack?
I'm just kidding. What are you doing with your fingers?
I don't know.
Do we have a call? You're on Collider Live.
Hello?
Doug from
Bethel
Park. Yes!
Hey!
Bethel Park, home of the Blackhawks.
What's your question?
Oh, I got lots of questions.
Oh.
I'll keep it to just a couple comments. I want to say to Josh,
yes.
I have played broomball.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yes.
On the same rink in Mount Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
where the Penguins used to practice before they had nicer facilities.
Yeah, that's where I played broomball. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. Broom ball's fun.
Now I have to do it,
I guess. Yeah. It's a great injury waiting to happen. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, for Darina, how about another recommendation for a band?
Yeah, nice.
What did I recommend to you last time?
No, I'm going to recommend one.
You're going to recommend. Oh, yes, please. Always looking for new music.
There is a sister duo called Larkin Poe.
Ooh.
As in Edgar Allan Poe, Larkin Poe.
Larkin Poe.
Larkin Poe.
I'm going to check them out.
Sisters out of Georgia. Check them out.
Okay.
And if you ever need musicians to interview, they'd be great because I've seen a lot of their stuff when they do interviews. They're very nice. I think they'd be right up your alley.
Cool.
Boom.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to recommend the Clarks, one of the better bands to come out of Pittsburgh. Them and Donny Iris. Wasn't the lead singer from the Clarks from Bethel Park? I think he was from Bethel.
You'd know more about that than I would.
Okay.
Yes, in fact, for sure, I know he is from Bethel. Yes, I do. I can confirm Bethel for sure.
There's also a lovely temple in Mount Lebanon called Bethel.
Oh, everything is called Bethel.
There you go.
Everyone has a Bethel.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Just saying, you're not original to have a Bethel.
Okay.
My people put Bethels all over the place.
You all the best, Josh.
Hey, dude, thank you so much, man. I appreciate the call, and thanks for watching. And when I'm back on, I'll see you then.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for calling in. Do you guys want to take one more before
we
go to break? Yeah. All right, I lied before, which means you guys can't trust me at all. I said one more. I meant two more. Deal with it, bitches.
I trust you.
Great. We got a quack. Collider Live, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Boston with a real question.
He's back.
He got back through. He did it. What's the question?
My question is, what is your favorite movie weapon?
Oh, easy.
The Braveheart sword?
Are you guys going to say lightsaber?
No, the Indiana
Jones. I am.
You are.
Yeah. Indiana Jones bullwhip.
There it is.
Oh, that's
a good
one.
I thought you were going to go grab the sword.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm actually surprised that you're not going to...
Josh McCook is like,
it's a lightsaber for me. Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Are you surprised?
How do you feel about the fact that you can't go grab the lightsaber because it's still a big blue dong?
Yeah, I'm avoiding the big blue dong.
I think it's an upgrade.
Thank you for
personally.
Calling in, by the way.
Throw it in a field!
Saul is so happy somewhere right now in his bedroom.
That's from Braveheart.
So
Sorry.
I'm surprised they didn't hire you to play William Wallace. You should have played William Wallace.
Do it. Do it.
I was trying to think about it, and I was like, my first thought was The Bride's Kill Bill, her ninja sword.
I love that.
I actually have it. Hanzo blade. Wow. It's like my one cool prop that I have at home. That's pretty cool. I love that one.
This one's for Saul. Hey, Saul.
Aww. There it is.
What about you, Roxy?
I already said that, Josh. I already said Saul would like it in his bedroom at home. Nobody laughed at my joke, and I made it. Cody heard me say it. He didn't even care, and Alex didn't care either.
Cody, you didn't.
I know you're leaving, but we do need a host, so please be careful with the talent, as it were.
Mm. Hey, Roxy. Already ripped my arm off. I don't know what mine is. I don't know.
Why not?
How about a wand?
You sit in the room, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
How about a wand?
That's right.
No, Harry wand. No? On the wand.
Okay, hold on.
Dory's What's your favorite thing? Superhero?
Nemo's little thing.
I go back and forth. Batarang's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool weapon. Okay. I like shit that comes back to you. Like, you got to throw it and it comes back.
Then you have to go far to pick it
up.
It's
like a boomerang. Okay.
What about Dennis the Menace's slingshot?
Oh, my God.
How about Michonne's samurai sword?
That's cool, too. I like all these. I don't know if there's ever been a weapon where I'm like, I want to use that. I like scenes that have hand-to-hand combat. I love that.
What are your favorite fight scenes?
These are registered weapons?
No, either. What are yours?
Jack Dempsey.
I mean...
Oh, no, Jack Cody. She's lost it. She's totally lost it. I am she. Yeah, thank you. Get us the F out of here. We will come back. We're celebrating Josh. We're scaring the crap out of him with all the love in the world. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Perry here to let you know that Movie Talk is moving. We've had a great time in this 3 p.m. Pacific slot, but guess what? We want you to start your day with Collider Movie Talk, so we're moving. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a longer show with some brand new segments, so tune in starting Monday, September 16th, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you there.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Sports Time. Well, you know, if you've been watching us every week, you know we break down the latest and the greatest in the world of sports, talk about the big issues, the big games, all of it with a rotating band of guests like Matt Nose and Josh McCouga. We've had Taylor Bisciotti on. We've had so many great guests. Now, if you want to see more of Sports Time or you want to try it out for the first time, remember to subscribe to Collider Sports YouTube channel for all the sports goodness.
Hey guys, it's Riley here. Let me tell you about the Riley Roundtable. You know it, right? It drops every Thursday on Collider Conversations, and I have guests from all across the space. John Rocha, Gray Drake, Alexander Desplat came on at one point. We talk everything from movies, we talk about life, and everything in between. What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? It's the Riley Roundtable every Thursday on Collider Conversations. You get it there.
Hi, I'm Coy Jandro, host of Collider Heroes, and I'm here to tell you we've got 20-minute episodes coming at you on Collider Video, on the YouTube, as you've always loved it. Plus, now we've got hour-long podcasts dropping every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast because it's going to get even more sweaty on the podcast. Plus, every week we're going to try to get some very special guest interviews, all of the people that help shape these movies and TV shows you love. So, video, podcast, interviews all coming at you. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks so much, guys. Stay sweaty.
What's up, Collider fans? Ryan Satin here from ProWrestlingSheet.com, where you can find the top stories throughout the week in the world of professional wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan like myself, then you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not checking out all the shows we do every week on YouTube.com/C/WrestlingSheet. In particular, on Wednesdays, we've got a SmackDown recap show hosted by John Rocha and myself, where we pick apart and talk about every little thing that happened on the Blue Brand. So do yourself a favor and go subscribe at youtube.com/C/WrestlingSheet.
Hey guys, Riley here, and let me tell you about Rule of Two. You looking for a Star Wars fix? Well, Rule of Two is that show. It drops on Collider Video's main YouTube channel, as well as on Podcast One's Jedi Council feed. So go over there, subscribe, share it with your friends. It's hosted by myself and Mark Fernandez. We talk everything in the Star Wars universe with a lot of deep dives and a lot of conversations that go all in. You know what to do. Subscribe, join us there, and rise.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Mailbag. A new episode drops every Saturday and Sunday in your face and in your ears, answering the questions from you fans about the world of entertainment, film, and television. Me and great guests from our sphere do the best to answer your questions from Twitter, from Instagram, and of course, email as well, every Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, I'm Amy Dallin, one of the hosts of Collider Heroes, and starting right now, you can catch our show Tuesday nights with a new Collider Heroes and a longer Collider Heroes podcast, where Coy and I are going to talk your ears off. You already know that's coming. So make sure to go to YouTube, subscribe, and find us on the Collider Heroes podcast feed for all of that sweaty goodness.
The Witching Hour is all over Collider right now. You can listen to that horror-filled podcast with myself, with Haley Fouch. We talk about witchiness. We talk about slashers. We talk about space horror. You name it, all on that show on the Collider Factory feed. And on top of that, you can find an article all about Witching Hour every single Tuesday on Collider.com. Check it out. Get scared. Hopefully you survive the Witching Hour.
Oh. Welcome back to Collider Live. You love the song, Josh McCuga?
I love this song.
Well, that's why we're playing it, because it is officially your last day for a little bit as you are going on to new ventures.
A new venture. Adventure.
It's hard to say goodbye sometimes.
I know. I love it, Josh.
Love you guys.
You're my desk mate.
We love you too.
Who am I going to talk
to? I'm going to miss my favorite acquaintance.
It's pretty amazing.
Well done, dude.
Well, I will say that you guys are more than acquaintances at this point, because Dorina did something pretty cool for you.
It's a really short thing that Frank helped me out with. We wrote you a little poem.
Yeah, let's kick off this Josh love fest with the poem.
Oh, man, a poem.
It's a poem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
here we go, guys.
Great poem, too.
With heavy hearts, we say goodbye to Josh McCougs, our Pittsburgh guy.
Huh.
He might look tough, he might look mean, and then you hear his Roger Rabbit scream. He makes us laugh. We're his biggest fan, the one, the only mild man. We'll miss your puns, your quips, your thoughts, from Bad Boys 2 to Rockin' Yachts.
Yes,
and when
good.
We fight, you're always beaten, except you're right, Batman is Michael Keaton. We know you hate black and white movies and space, but we still hope one day you take Alex Trebek's place.
Oh.
And the last one is, so Josh, we'll leave you with this parting gift. And by the way, Prince is better than Taylor Swift.
Yes! It's really
that
good.
Was very
you enjoy that?
Frank.
I want to high five you.
Frank.
Everybody high five. Thanks, Frank, for the help
that
on that
so
one.
So well done.
From
that,
your acquaintance, Dorina, yes. It must mean so much to have an acquaintance write that about
that
you.
We rhymed and we punned just for you.
Yes. So. I think it was freshman year English, and you had to write, we had to write poems.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand, iambic pentameter. I didn't understand how, words sounded, so I just rhymed everything. No. are you kidding me? Yeah. So I just rhymed everything, and after, the third poem, my English teacher was like, it's not all a limerick. And I was like, it is. Poetry has to rhyme, okay? It has to rhyme. It's not poetry unless it rhymes. Sorry.
I kind of feel similarly.
Right?
Yeah. Just because otherwise it's words.
Yeah.
I get it, and I'm not a poet.
Math checks out, yep.
I don't know. If it doesn't rhyme in any way, is it a poem?
But yes. Have you guys not read Pablo Neruda?
Yes, I have.
Because, so that isn't
beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But
it's very romantic and
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, but I don't know. To be a poem.
You'd just rather have a haiku.
Roses are red.
I like haikus. Have you guys seen this year? I've taken up to writing haikus.
Really?
Yeah, I really like 575s. I love haikus.
Can we have a Dots Poetry Corner, animated for the Drop these haikus?
I can't off the cuff haiku yet.
No, but we have a new segment.
Drop your motherfucking haiku.
Yeah. I'm just being OCD right now.
I will help with Dorina just took my run. For anybody who's just listening, Dorina took my rundown and made sure it was evenly lined
up that's
with
her. No, every day.
I was
like, you have one. What are you doing?
I don't know. I was just
like, oh, this is looks nicer
it's
this
a
way.
Lot prettier.
It's like my OCD coming
have
out.
Have you ever noticed that when you have your computer over there, I always like to angle it so that it's hitting both of the little stoppers? Like, I have an OCD with that, or it has to be perfectly placed on top of the computer.
I have noticed that, and now you've pointed it out, and it's flooding back from all the times you've done it.
All the time. I always go like this.
So, Josh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who are you going to miss the most at this
office? Great question. Valid question.
At this office? That's really tough. I love all you guys so much.
As opposed to not at the office?
No, yeah,
not your wife.
My wife would probably be number
my
one.
Wife.
My wife.
Yeah, my wife. I don't know. I love all you guys so much. Everybody brings such a really cool thing to the table. I love the whole, you know, editor's corner with Cody and Adam and Cobster and Remsen. And I love being on this show with you guys. It's really like I love coming into work every day. I really do. This is a really special place to work. I love sitting next to Riley and, like, you know, every 10 minutes of his turn, be like, gold jacket, green jacket,
who gives a shit?
You know, like, we definitely have some awesome quips between us. I love looking across at Roka and going, Roka.
Yeah, Roka.
Roka.
He doesn't know.
Because he's always, he's like this. He's like,
he's always on his headphones.
Yeah. His headphones, noise cancel everything. I love Thad. And obviously, I like just leaning in and looking at Frank and just going, hello, Frank.
Yeah. I feel like, more importantly, though, who are you going to miss the least?
Probably the writers, because I don't know any of them.
That makes sense. That's true. That's fair and honest.
Like, I've tried to introduce myself to them multiple times, and none of them really have gone,
We have a shorthand. It's like, hey, dude.
Yeah, hey,
that's because they're writers. You got to write them an email to introduce yourself.
I love Perry, and I love I love Mark Fernandez. He and I have become very close over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
This place is like, obviously it's like a home to me, so it's very special. Me going off to do this right now is an amazing opportunity, but I will miss doing this show every day. I really will.
Yeah.
When are you going to be able to tell people what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably find out this week. Because we start shooting Monday. But I think, like a press release will more than likely.
So you are shooting, huh?
I'm shooting.
We know everything.
When that does break, we are going to put it in the news rundown.
Oh, that's big time.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'll call in.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
please. Yeah. You'll call in when you can,
better.
Right?
Oh, a Collider exactly.
Exclusive?
Do you have my number?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Collider Lab exclusive, Josh Macuga. Where in the world is he?
Yeah.
But of course, you're sad you're leaving here, but you are excited about this new chapter in your life.
This is an amazing opportunity for you.
It's a really cool opportunity.
It's huge. So deserving. And it's like one of the first things I remember about meeting Macuga is one, it's like, dude, this guy's just like the coolest, right? And then it was just like when I started to work with the Schmoes, especially like seeing the talent on the microphones, it was like always knew that Macuga was one of the best. And to see this happen, it's like when you told me, I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Thanks, of course.
Well, and I've also, I think because I know I've known you the least out of everyone here.
Acquaintance.
Of course.
Just an acquaintance.
But the biggest thing I've seen as I've gotten to know you is that you're just such a team player.
Oh,
like,
you
just, you really want to, whatever you put your hands in, you do a really good job with. Like, you really want to help and you want to make whatever you're working on good. So I'm very happy that for you with this next chapter in your life, and I wish you the best.
Never more apparent yesterday in that text that you sent, just to, you know, that's why it is a bummer, I think, for us losing you in the sense that you're not going to be here every day, because it was just such a positive text that came in that then all of us were like, and it was a love fest for like 20
uplifting.
Minutes of text.
Yeah. Because of how much we love you, we do have another surprise that we can bring in. Hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about over there in the booth. I let your heart settle after the poem, so you know.
Yeah, thank you.
So
I appreciate that.
If the Us music could cue right about now, just because we thought that would be an amazing send-off.
So
for
we
him.
Did. You know our...
Much more of
you
a Josh Macuga surprise. With the Jack Daniels brought in by Ken Napsaw.
Get in here. Sit down, you big handsome ghost.
Do we have a microphone for Ken?
We'll share
Alex,
this microphone.
Can you,
And they're the Rouse Cupcakes, too. They're my favorite.
Hell yeah.
Are they?
Well, Josh.
Yes, are you kidding me?
Josh, you have deserved every bit of those Ralph Cupcakes.
Do you know what I also tried to do, McCoogs? And found out the hard way that they don't serve it in the mornings. Chicken McNuggets. I walked into fucking McDonald's and I said, give me Chicken McNuggets. And he went, well, you're going to have to, in about maybe an hour, come back. I was like,
We have a show to do.
That's the chickens aren't awake yet.
Hey, just also, hello, Ken Napsok. Thanks for joining us.
Dorita, congratulations to you two for getting control of this zoo with Mark Reilly here. And you're fortunately losing this lunk, but I think that's going to be good for all parties as he goes on a wonderful adventure.
Yeah. Thanks,
and
buddy.
You continue yours, and then you're going to come back and dance.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And
I'm
there
so
with
sorry.
The first smell of alcohol. Smell
like party foul.
I'm going to smell like whiskey all day. I'm literally going to be. Were you drinking today?
Can I tell you guys?
Any other Collider staff
wait,
member?
I know that this is really stupid, and I am going to preface it with that so Josh doesn't call so me weird. Out because obviously I knew we were bringing out whiskey and cupcakes. Uh-huh.
This is why I moved my computer because I knew this would happen. Yeah, thank Alex. You, Alex.
But for some reason, I didn't think we were drinking the whiskey, which is stupid because it's Josh's goodbye right now. Yeah. But you're pouring us shots currently,
uh-huh.
and I have to take it?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, we all have to take it.
You don't have to take the whole thing. You can deserve it.
What Dorina said, at one point in life, we all have to take it.
That's correct.
So true.
Correct, Ken.
So, are you feeling good about the fact that you're going to be a little tipsy for your next show?
Here.
People just assume I always am.
Okay.
But the nice thing is this time around I'll have read the news stories more than 5 minutes before I sit down in the chair. So this is going to be good.
That's exciting.
This is very true.
And, okay. And you know that Emma Fife has been reading the news stories for the last...
For 3 weeks.
Yeah, she's got them memorized. She has everything.
And Andres Cabrera.
100%. We're so excited for you. We've been talking about your show nonstop.
Don't worry
congrats.
About that. Let's talk about Joshy.
Joshy.
We're also so excited for you, Josh. You. Except for the fact that you have the heaviest hand I've ever felt in my entire life. This
That's
is the biggest shot.
So
I will only be taking half, but cheers. Here's to Josh going on to do an amazing, amazing thing right now that we can't talk about. but we're so excited for you. We're so proud of you.
Thank
like
you.
Everybody said, you're an incredible person, an incredible host, and you've earned this more than anybody I know. Congratulations.
Salute.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Crush it, Mikuz.
Ken, what the
I wanted to get to it.
Taking half.
All
taking
of it.
Half. No.
All.
Mm-mm.
That's great.
Yeah, it's 11:45.
Okay. Wow, you guys all did
woo!
That.
Woo! Do it, Rob.
It's 11:45 somewhere.
Josh will get this. Get this.
Oh, we're not doing a cupcake shot?
Yeah, no, do cupcakes. The
cupcake is your chaser. This is the age-old debate that Josh and I have been having.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you eat
and I would like you guys to weigh in.
Yeah.
Jameson or Jack?
Jack.
Jameson.
I know what you fucking think.
Jameson.
Jameson.
Wow.
Jameson, Jameson.
Jameson.
Teeling.
Cody, I do not like
yours?
Jack.
Cody
Alex.
And Alex, did you guys take shots in the booth?
I just downed a whole thing of
water.
No,
they're driving vehicles. They can't, like, that's heavy machinery. And
yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Actually, oh. Guys, Jack is sweet as hell.
Yes, it is. That's why I don't like it.
And now,
that's why Jameson.
You better listen, Jack.
Now you're eating the cupcake. Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question, but I don't know if you can even answer it like that.
What? Go ahead.
All right, let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Do you have a number one favorite Collider Live memory, Josh Macuga,
well,
Cupcake Man?
Other than the us memory, obviously.
Yeah, that,
you
was,
know, that,
that was scary.
Not his favorite.
Not my favorite. You know, I will say, chasing Jack with a cupcake is amazing. We should have been doing this a long time ago. Can I get a cupcake back? I will say, you know... meeting Jean-Claude Van Damme, I thought was going to be a lot cooler than it was.
Mm.
We've had some really amazing guests in here.
Okay, we're starting with least favorite memories. Uh-huh.
As much as I disliked Halloween Horror Nights, I loved being out with all of you guys because
fun.
I don't think I could have done it without you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, as entertaining as that video was, it was terrifying in the moment, but like getting that content really was pretty special for me, and having everybody there was awesome. So yeah,
yay! I agree with that because that was
really
my
cool.
favorite memory.
Open that card. I just want to see your face for the for just the
video. It may or may not be punny, and I may or may not have not understood it.
You were meant to do amazing things, and it's mint. It's mint.
Yeah, look at how happy he is. See, Mark, you did a great job choosing
a
card.
That's a pun.
Can I tell you the amount of
time? This card had a pun.
Mark Reilly hands me this card, and this is what I said out loud 6 times. You were meant to do amazing things. You were meant to do amazing things.
Yeah, I was like,
to work through it.
I was like,
you were meant to do amazing things.
Get
and
there.
He was, and
get there.
I didn't get there. He had to say,
It's like meant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, did you miss that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a true story.
Even Ken is confused at this point.
It was not getting there for me.
Okay. Well, he really enjoyed it, so that's good. So, Ken Knapsack.
Hey, Dorina.
Do you have a short speech that you would like to say, tell it to
Mr. Josh Macuga?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to sign the card.
Exactly. On the spot.
No,
on
it's fine.
The spot.
Here, look, get that card over here.
Let me tell you something about Joshua Hercules Macuga. He and I were not destined to be friends. Fate would not put us together normally. No. The nerd in the corner of the room silently looking at all the ladies he cannot talk to as the swim team captain dances with all the ladies that this guy in the corner wants. But guess what? One day we became friends after we were rivals first, tweeting for the job of producer of the Schmoes No Movie
Ken
Show
thankfully got.
That I unfortunately won. And from there, Josh and I formed an unlikely partnership. Uh-huh. The nerd and the jock, the nerd who loves sports and the jock who did love nerd stuff. Yeah. And we found that we had a great chemistry. And on the day that we were both laid off on the same day, we turned to each other as we were getting drunk at Barney's Beanery at 2 p.m. and said, "What do we do now?" Yeah. So let's form a show called The Afternoons of Josh and Ken. And through that, I have learned a lot about this man. I have officiated his wedding.
That's true.
I have formed a friendship with his lovely bride. And I have looked across from him at a very long time and thought, he is destined for something that is built for him. In this town, we're all looking for our own personal brand. And this man has one. And he, I cannot say what, has found something that is perfect for him.
Yes.
Almost as perfect as his marriage to the wonderful Amanda. My new co-host on the afternoons with
Josh
McKen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
She's That's awesome.
When I'm She's going to be hosting.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
So to pay tribute to Josh, I know that you are not just onto better things. You're onto the right thing for you.
Thanks,
and I can't wait for the world to figure it out.
Thanks, man.
Big hole here, but Roxy, Dorina, Riley, they've got this.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well done.
Used to filling big holes.
True words cannot be
spoken. Yes, we are. We
know.
That just seemed, yeah.
You know, we know all about filling holes. It's fine.
I don't even know why I say these things. It was so beautiful. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I ate a lot of frosting just now. These are excellent.
You should finish your shot.
Dude, I'm telling you, if I go to a party, Halloween party, Christmas party, Thanksgiving party, and somebody shows up with Ralph's cookies or cupcakes, that's the first thing I go for.
Same.
It is the most underrated bakery in the world.
Fuck sprinkles. Fuck everything else.
I don't need that bullshit.
This is the shit.
Yeah. I was worried I was going to run into you at the rock and roll rounds. I don't know what I'm at. This is just for me.
Cupcakes.
I have another Josh
thing
to say.
Eat one with a beard, though.
Oh, thank you.
That's what she said.
He's tried and he's got the, you see in the stash full of frosting.
Norina, can you hand me a...
By the way, yesterday, I'm sorry, at Popeye's yesterday, as I just got there, somebody said, "Dorina, order for Dorina," and I was like, "Dorina is here too."
Are you serious? That's never happened to me.
There was a Dorina.
I only know my mom has my name and nobody else.
Yeah. Do you guys, every time you type Dorina, get it auto-corrected to Dorito still, or have I just spelled Dorito too many times?
I think you have to capitalize Dorina.
Or Dorian. Because,
mine is Dorian or Dorina.
Mine goes to
Doritos makes sense.
In my phone, it says witch.
Oh,
Bruja.
You trained it well, my friend. Yeah. Here's another thing about Josh that I love, because here's the thing. I make jokes and stuff, but you guys don't know very good at it because I try to be funny and woof, but I'm good at speaking from the heart because I have a lot of feels and a lot of them are for Josh. I think that you have done the most incredible job supporting all of us and making sure that this show, when Christian was leaving it, that we felt that we were capable of doing that. I wrote it in your card to you, but I have doubts all the time about myself and nothing about this team. It's the most amazing team, but can I do it? And you assured me from day one, this is yours. You've got this, not just with this, but everything. And you've been such an amazing friend, such an amazing partner in all things TV related and this show and everywhere across the board. And even booking this massive gig that I can't wait for people to see you on. You were so humble and kind enough to say, anytime I'm back in LA, I want to be on Collider Live and I want to stay here and support you guys when you do not have to do that. But just because you want to, you're the best. And this show is going to massively, massively miss you.
Thanks,
thank you so much for being here. The show would not have taken off and been the same without you. And we're really, really going to miss you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Roxy. Thanks, well done.
It means a lot.
And then insert joke here because you guys know I suck
and
at it.
Fill in
you should
holes.
Have me write one for me maybe next time.
I didn't write that one.
Oh, no. Shit. Yeah. And fill in holes
I will,
for some reason.
You know, I'm – I don't – I can take compliments well. It's always like, how do I respond to compliments? You know what I mean? Like, I'm always like, thank you. Thank you. That's, you know, it's very nice.
Wash.
Wash.
Wash. Wash.
You know, like Ken said, is when you come to L.A. and you start in entertainment, it's very scary because it's not like you have an entry-level job. And it's like, here's $60,000 a year in health insurance.
Right.
Like, here, do 700 student films for free. Right?
Right.
And you have $5 in your bank account.
Right.
Yeah.
You wait tables. You don't have health insurance. You know, you do any odd job from posing naked in an art school to, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, from when I started in New York. And again, I came out of college with a degree from a very good university and a degree that I could have just gotten a job and just, you know, done what I did. And I didn't do that. I was never going to be a dude that was able to sit in an office. I can't do that. Yeah. And like sit in a cubicle and enter numbers into things. And the people that can do that, thank you, because without you, we don't have a lot of stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I hustled and I moved out here. And I think when I met Ken and I met Mark and I met Christian and I met Mark and I met Roxy and I met – and like – You create this family, and I always think of this, and you said this to me one time. When you think about the people that you've worked with, and people say, like, you know, who we used to – back then it was just Mark, Christian, and Ken, mm-hmm. right? And it was like this family that we built. It was this foundation, right? It was like – you know, back in the day it was just Ken and Josh doing this or something like that. I always like that origin story. I always like that whole thing. And the fact that – I get to come in here every day and just talk into a microphone and hang out and make stupid puns and do a podcast with one of my best buds in the world and get to hang out with not just good people but really awesomely cool people. Like people that I wouldn't – you know, because I think there's a lot of people that go to a job and they're like – you know, so my buddy Dave from work, like he's all right. Yeah. You know. He's all right. But I mean like there's not many people that you work with that you have officiate your wedding, right?
That I, that's so cool.
I get to be a groomsman in Mark Riley's wedding. You know
what
I mean?
I'm still on the team, right?
You two? Okay. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean we can make this announcement.
You thought he ditched you?
Well, I'll tell you, not to step on Josh, but he invited me to his wedding team on a very drunk night at a bowling alley, and I had no idea to this moment if he remembered.
Oh. Well, now you know. Congratulations.
Please.
Well
done. Please. Please. These two men are standing up.
You are always shot. Welcome to take the second half of my Jack Daniel shot from now until forever.
You know, I mean, we all did this, and I think it was the my favorite part of the early Schmoes in those days was after the show, hanging out at the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we had these amazing shows, right? From Toad Hop to like the first generation of AfterBuzz, which was probably my favorite time that we all had together.
Yeah. We know Mark when we Ryder first loved Chili's so much. There
Chili's amazing.
Great. With Roxy.
Great amazing. Mozzarella sticks.
When we first got, you know, that's when we first got introduced to you. I think you were the only person in AfterBuzz that liked us.
Well, not at first, but then I grew up.
Right. But you and Roxy had an interaction that was not favorable for both of us.
He was very loud.
Oh my God!
He still is.
That. She was very rude.
He's still very loud,
and I still am.
That
very
not
rude.
Changed.
Oh, shit.
You're all really
to,
loud.
Like, you know, being able to, one, like, you know, create this family. You know, people say it all the time. Is like, you know, we're not a show. We're a family. I think, you know, a lot that goes out to being the good people that we've been able to work in this space with. I don't think you can – I think there's a lot of jobs you can go in every day and not be friends with anybody and still do your job. Mm-hmm. And this is not one of those jobs.
Right.
Right? Do you remember like the old blooper reels of Siskel and Ebert when they – literally the cameras would film and be like, I'm going to kill you. I hate you so much. That doesn't happen here. You know, when we're done, we're friends. And you can, I think you can tell it on the air. And I think that's why, you know, I have this amazing opportunity but when I go, I will miss you guys. I will. Yeah. I will miss this show. I will miss everything about being here. I will miss, you know, doing it. And, you know, I'm going to put everything I have into it because I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I am a competitor. And so when I do something, I give it 100%. My dad always said it doesn't matter if you're digging a ditch or, you know, you're announcing the Steeler game, you do it 100%. So I will give it 100% and everything I do, I will give 100% because I always have that feeling of I don't want to let anybody in the room down. Mm-hmm. It's not – I can let myself down at the end of the day. I'm not happy with it. But if I let anybody else in the room down, I guess when you said team player, that made a lot of sense to me. A kid that played all individual sports growing up from swimming to, you know, to golf. When I was a member of the relay team, I always wanted to be the fastest person. But it's not about being the best in here. It's about being the most complimentary. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's what you guys get from me because I don't want anybody to ever walk away from the show being like, it was just like the Macuga show. All he did was just like do his stupid puns the whole time. Roxy had good points and Davina had good points even with their scary shirts. And, you know, Ken tells an amazing story in the afternoons and Josh just cuts in with some stupid pun. I don't want that. If anything, I just want everybody to be around me, to have a good time. And I think, like when Jane Seymour said yesterday, be authentic. I can only be myself. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. And if you do like it, thank you so much for tuning in.
Mission accomplished, dude. Yes. You are the most authentic person I've ever met in my life. Seriously. And I noticed that from day one.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Unless you have web feet and hands, and then you should just be a swimmer.
Still goes.
Did you
still
see that joke yesterday? So yesterday,
kind of slayed.
Jane Seymour goes, my mom ran this business. She sold spirits out of her house. One of the workers was this guy, and another guy had webbed feet and toes. And I just got in. I was like, must have been a hell of a swimmer. And she just stopped me and goes, it's a very hilariously inappropriate joke. Thank you, Jane Seymour. Thank you very
really
much.
Good, though. So, yeah.
Round of applause for Jane Seymour. Well done,
Josh. And, you know, a special thanks does go out to a lot of the fans. Anybody that tweets, anybody that comments, legitimately, if you just watch or listen to the show and have never said a word, positive or negative, you never said a word, if you thought, I don't like him, I just appreciate the fact that you guys, that you watch this stuff, because there's a lot of people out there that do something every day that nobody, it goes unappreciated. And I think that if I take anything away from that terrible movie that I watched on Halloween, it's that there's a lot of people out there that go unappreciated. And just know that we appreciate you all.
Yay.
That's all. Really cute.
And really quick, Cody, any last words for Josh?
I'm just going to miss doing stupid stuff with you, man.
Cody, I will say, man, one of my favorite memories of anything ever in the history of working at Collider is doing fantasy updates for the show.
Right back at you, man. That was so much fun.
So much fun. To you and Alex, you know, you guys are very, very original people. I don't think I've ever met anybody quite like the both of you. It's always just been a pleasure coming in every single day and being with you guys, and we'll miss both of you. And when I said to Mark Fernandez, or I think I said to Thad, I said, have we talked about who's going to fill in for me in Rumor Mill? And Thad said, I think Mark wants it to be Cody. I said, well, my first choice would have been Cody. So
it
makes me very happy. And, you know, Alex, you don't say a ton on this show, but what you do and who you are, man, you're a super, super talented guy. And I want the entire world to see and know that because I noticed it right away. And the first time I heard any of your music or anything that you do, you're an amazing guy, man. And one day you're going to be a superstar, and I just know it.
Thank you, Josh. I really appreciate that.
Of course. And Cody, just your one-liners slay every single day. Keep being you, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. Well, the whole world is going to know how talented Alex is, as he's about to write the Collider Live new theme song.
Correct.
So everybody will know. Again, Josh McCuga, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Ken, when is your show that everybody can...
The new edition of Collider Jedi Council coming out later today. Eventually, we'll be live. We're going to pre-tape today. There's some... We have a little lack of cameras today. There's a big shoot going on, so it's going to be
a little lack of cameras.
Well, no, so the show's not going to look like it's going to look. And we're excited for that. And look, I'm trying to be as honest as I can. We know there's a great legacy to that show. A lot of people that were on that show that people love. And this is where we're at now. I've got 25 years broadcasting experience, and I'm going to lead a good show. And when I say lead, I mean I'm actually going to be working alongside and then eventually behind Emma and Ace as they kind of take the forefront. And that's part of the goal, and that's part of Star Wars is being passing things on to the next generation, and that's what I'm here to help usher in. But we're going to have a lot of fun. Life ain't an episode of movie fights, so we're going to be digging in and having fun with Star Wars. So hopefully people are along for the ride, and if you're not, you know, that's
fine.
That's fine.
I think you pick the best people to be next to you, and yeah, as Josh said, be authentic.
I have a buzz.
I do too.
Probably from the other half of my shot that you guys took.
All right, I'm going to reveal what Josh is doing, okay? I can't take this. He is leading a pack of singing ferrets across this country.
In the Oscar Mayer Wiener reveal.
Shut him off. You can't let this come out right now.
He's going to a bunch of mid-state fairs with a family of ferrets. And trying to – it's kind of like that little Liam Neeson short from the Coen Brothers Western movie.
We call ourselves the Colin Ferrets.
There's got to be –
final
Josh.
Pun on the show was that – was Ferrets? It great? I don't know. Was it,
yes, it
serviceable?
Was.
Good
great.
Enough.
That was pretty great.
On behalf of Alex Marzonia, Cody Hall, evilest of Dorinas, Mark Riley, Ken Knapsack, myself, Roxy Stryer, Josh McCuga, you'll be very missed.
Love you guys.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
we
you.
Love you as well.
We love you.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning for Collider Live.
Napa Know How. At
Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Today's specials? New Chase Freedom Flex with 3% on dining, including takeout. Now every meal comes with a side of cash back. Learn more at chasefreedom.com. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Restrictions and limitations apply. Offer subject to change.